Yeah, indeed, exactly. We moan about, obviously, you know, back-breaking drudgery sort of work. And yet, do we want to save people from it? If people don't get paid when they're not doing it, they might feel differently. Caris Roberts, lovely to talk to you. She's a research fellow at the IPPR. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us about that. Delighted to say I'd be welcomed by a man who could easily be replaced by a robot, humanoid or not. Mr. John Holmes.
That's right, yes. When I'm, as you know, when I'm not doing this, I'm actually putting cars together. As a kind of a robot sort of, but people who don't ever know what I look like is I basically just am an arm on a stick.
That explains so much,
doesn't it?
It does explain. What's coming up on your show?
Well, essentially, there are two guests today.
Are you going to be moaning Monday. About me leaving the studio in a mess?
Yes.
I genuinely.
You and Paul Ross.
So well behaved.
I know it's Paul Ross. I know who it is. Really. him and his dirty protests. So yes, there will be two guests. Mark Thomas, comedian Mark Thomas, will be in, and Dane DeHaan, who's in the new Gore Verbinski film, That Cure for Wellness. He's going to come on and talk about that, and then there'll be some stuff.
Excellent. It's the stuff we all look forward to, isn't it? That's coming up after 1 o'clock. I'm Julia Hartley Brewer. I'm just going to leave some pens and paper and some Brexit policies strewn around on the floor just to annoy Mr. John Holmes. He'll be with you from 1 o'clock. Have a great afternoon. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Next up on Sounds Fantastic is this.
Hey, you give to me all of your money, and maybe I give to you a few extra megabytes.
Ooh, that was the merciless broad bandit. Fear not and listen up.
Go compare.
That's the sound of the very first place you should be looking for your ideal broadband deal.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right about.
Sounds fantastic!
A new Vauxhall Vivaro comes with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty, and 4 years servicing and roadside assistance. It's easy to drive, easy on the wallet, and even easier on the eye. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall Vivaro. Conditional sale. 4 years 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance. Subject to status 18+. T's and C's. Mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a Monday and Victoria's right here and she's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, more Trump protests, deadly tram travelling too fast and moves to tackle illegal streaming.
Talk Radio.
A member of the House of Lords has told Talk Radio Theresa May should allow EU residents already in the UK to stay post-Brexit, even if she doesn't get assurances of a similar deal for Brits abroad. Peers will start their debate on the bill, which allows the Prime Minister to invoke Article 50 today. It comes as Europeans who live here lobby their MPs to get a deal for them to remain. Labour peer Diane Hayter says it's a campaign she has a lot of sympathy for.
It's not like take so much of your bacon if you'll bite so many of our cars with Denmark. This is different. These are human beings. I don't believe they should be part of a package that you say, oh, well, look, we'll keep your 3 million if you'll keep our 2 million. These are human beings with kids at schools, with jobs.
Protests are expected across the UK against Donald Trump today. MPs will debate a petition backed by almost 2 million people against the US president's planned state visit. Conservative MP Nadeem Zahawi, who was born in Iraq, was affected by Mr. Trump's travel ban, but he agrees with a state visit.
The Saudi king, the Kuwaiti prince, Mr. Putin has been on a state visit. So why would it be wrong for us to welcome our greatest ally? And I'd like to get closer to Mr. Trump and explain to him why he's wrong. As my Prime Minister said, to ban people from those seven countries, it would be counterproductive.
A report into a tram crash which killed 7 people in London in November has found it was going faster than previously thought. It was travelling at 46 miles an hour in Croydon. That's more than treble the speed limit. Two senior UKIP officials have quit the party because of what they say is its crass insensitivity over the Hillsborough disaster. Chairs of the Liverpool and Merseyside regional branches say comments made by the leader and a major donor were upsetting and intolerable. And the music and film industries have welcomed what they're calling a groundbreaking agreement with major internet search engines to tackle piracy. Google and Bing have agreed measures to designed to make illegal content harder to find online.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Nice new glasses, by the way, Victoria.
You didn't like them earlier.
No, it's not that I didn't like them. It's just they're radically different to your old ones. Yeah. And so it was a bit of a shock.
They're less like Harry Potter.
Fewer. You look... Well, they are... No, your old ones, I admit, were a bit Harry Potter.
Yeah.
A little bit. But these are more Barry Cryer.
You see, I don't even get that reference.
Don't you think?
Can someone get me a picture of Barry Cryer?
Yeah, we can get you a picture of Barry Cryer.
Yeah.
But okay. they're a little bit Barry Cryer. I mean, they're
big and square.
Yes.
They're two-tone, have you noticed? No, black at the top, tortoiseshell on the bottom.
I hadn't noticed that, but now you pointed out I have, yeah. But they are big.
Yeah.
But I'm getting used
to
them.
I wanted a statement.
Oh, they're a statement.
Yeah.
But I'm getting used to them.
But hopefully it's a good statement.
When you put your head around the corner of the office, I was frightened. But now I'm...
Yeah, literally you and everyone else just looked at me like, oh my God, what are we meant to say when she's asking our opinion? Yeah. I just wanted to know, did they look good or bad?
That's Barry Cryer there, showing her a photo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're not too dissimilar, actually. Yeah. Mine are a bit squarer.
Yeah. But you're the new Barry Cryer, is what people are saying.
What you're saying.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, have you got the weather?
Yeah.
Great.
Rain moving southeast from Northern Ireland and Scotland into Wales and the Midlands. Dry elsewhere, but mild. Highs of 14 degrees.
Good news.
Thank you.
Good weather.
Thank you.
Okay. Bonus news later. It's Monday.
Vegetable?
Yes.
Finally?
Yes. Why not? We're 2 weeks after Tape Gate.
Yes.
For those,
did you do animal news all last week as well?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because it was my punishment for Victoria. Because I, for those just tuning in, what happened was Victoria read the news and I parcel tanked her to a chair during the news and it all got stuck in her hair.
It ruined my hair.
Yeah. And so, yeah. Because...
My hair's almost as thin as yours now.
Bonus news. Oh. Bonus news is animal bonus news is a favourite. She has to do extra news at 2:30 because it makes the time up because the news is shorter than it used to be. Anyway, so she likes animal news, but normally it's animal, vegetable or mineral. Yeah. We're back to vegetable today.
Yes.
Here we go then. Does that mean I can tape you to a chair again?
No.
Oh.
That's not allowed. Right. And also for the people suggesting I do the same to you, I don't want to in case you like it.
Okay. Right, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger insists he'll play a strong side at non-league Sutton in the FA Cup this evening. The Gunners are hosted by the National League strugglers in their last 16 tie, with fifth-tier leaders Lincoln City awaiting the winners. Wenger wants to move on from the 5-1 Champions League thumping by Bayern Munich last week.
The FA Cup is one of our targets and it's the next game, you know, and for us to bounce back after... The game we had becomes a very important game, but it always was in my head.
There's one game in the Sky Bet Championship this evening with Newcastle looking to return to the top of the table against lowly Aston Villa. Steve Bruce's side have lost their last four league matches and haven't won in the division since Boxing Day. Finally, rugby. Richard Cockerell will become Edinburgh head coach this summer on a two-year contract, replacing acting boss Duncan Hodge. The former England international was sacked as Leicester's director of rugby last month. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There was Ben there with it. And now, a programme or something. Let's, shall we do Monday? Let's do Monday. Let's Monday.
Talk Radio.
That guitar riff means you're probably expecting an update. The latest news or travel, maybe. Telling you what the chances are of getting to your destination on time. But what if you never get there at all? Because heart disease can kill when you least expect it. Even now. No warning, no time to prepare. Just like that, the journey's over. But with the British Heart Foundation's research, together we can beat heart disease. Join the fight at bhf.org.uk to help us fight for every heartbeat. Now, how's that traffic looking?
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am former Prime Minister Tony Blair.
I think you've got the wrong Blair.
Please, please do.
An amazing repertoire of opera knowledge.
That was good, wasn't it? Hitler was a carpetophile.
I bloody love carpet.
Can I do the Alamonese now?
Take you up the canal.
This is Lionel Blair.
If there's a hashtag, I'm with you.
You're bang on.
My dear little wife, sweet verbena blossom.
You've not been on a date for a long time, I imagine.
Correct. Is it a mouse or a rhino? I'm talking about Brexit, involving a metaphor of a bus travelling.
Does Lionel Blair know where the WMD are?
There was that other film about Haunted of The Conjuring. Don't worry, I'm very sure that he will come.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is evolved.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
So good afternoon then and welcome to you. It is Talk Radio in the afternoon. And if nothing happens in Sweden between now and 4 o'clock, rest assured, by the way, that we will bring that to you as it doesn't unfold. As I'm just hearing, we can cut live to Sweden now, actually, for an update on a lack of anything significant occurring. Here we go, live to Sweden. Yep, nothing much of anything going on there. But as I say, we will keep you updated on those relentless moments in Sweden when nothing much happened. And some trials, apparently. News of those later. In other world news, there's been a terrorist attack. This is breaking news now. A terrorist attack in Washington, D.C. I think that's right, where a terrorist cell have killed five members of a ranger force who stole a metal strongbox from their leader during a raid in Afghanistan. Well, we're just hearing as well, terrible news, in Cumbria in England, terrorists have carried out some dry stone walling. Sorry, just hang on. No, we're just getting word that these actually aren't terrorist attacks at all, just a couple of programmes that were on over the weekend that Donald Trump may have seen and become confused by, thinking they were real. The first one with the Washington DC, that's 24 Legacy. That was that. It's the plot of that, he just saw that. And the second one with the terrorists in Cumbria, England, with the dry stone walling, just a documentary about the Lake District. It's no wonder that Donald Trump became confused about Sweden, is it? Some of those TV shows are quite realistic. Hello then, welcome along. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon, and God knows what Donald Trump would make of this if he tuned in. Probably assumed his radio had been attacked. I am John Holmes, and here we go again then, getting all Monday about stuff in the gap between Julia Hartley Brewer and Sam Delaney. Now, naturally, with today's House of Lords Brexit vote in mind, you can choose to leave or remain with us until 4 o'clock this afternoon. And if you do choose remain, here's what'll be flopping out of your radio this very afternoon. Headline hijacks on the way.
At five.
Let's explain it like this, because that's the only way to explain it, because it's what it is. It's fake news, isn't it? It's fake news writ large. It's been that long before fake news was a thing. We like it, we embrace it, we put it on the radio at 2 o'clock every day. You fake the news, you fib and you fabricate, you make the story up and you send it to us, and then we put your lie on the radio in the news at 2 o'clock, masquerading as truth. You are aiming at Victoria's mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
Just beneath her Barry Cryer-style new eyewear. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. That's already on
Twitter. Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's today's headline hijack. And the lines are open. Right now. So what else then? Somebody, and that'll be a lonely luncher, will be inducted into today's Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's our daily lonely lunch club. If you're lunching alone, why not become a member? The only criteria is that you're lunching alone and you come on the radio and tell us why. You probably, I mean, you could be lunching alone because you're just far too traumatised by everything that happened in Sweden over the weekend. Terrible non-events, then, I know. Yeah. So consider this a sort of broadcasting couch upon which to lie and chat. Of course, when nothing suddenly happens, it can be very shocking, and many people find it comforting to talk the nothing through. And we are here for you if you want to just stand in solidarity with the people of Sweden where nothing happened. Then come on the radio and share your feelings about the awful nothingness of those no-terror attacks. And hopefully we can help you. There's an email to use, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Work experience punditry as well this afternoon, of course. Today, Sophie's back. She brings all of her work experience to bear on a roundup of the weekend's television. There will be a diversity paper review. Today, our diversity paper reviewer is Marta, who is foreign. So that ticks that diversity box. As today's big stories analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry, we call that the news in haiku. A big debate at 3 o'clock. All your reactions this afternoon as well. And it's a Monday, so drunk people canvassed for their opinion on the week's news as they fell out of pubs, clubs and bars over the weekend. Minding their own business, all hammered off their gourds, and we shove microphones in their faces and ask them questions about the news. We call it Alco Vox Pops. It's coming later. And today we bring you not one but two hot guest actions. First, comedian Mark Thomas will be in here. It's another PR exercise dressed up as an interview. He'll be promoting something. And speaking of promoting, the new Gore Verbinski film, A Cure for Wellness, stars the actor Dane DeHaan. He will be joining us on the show later to talk about that as well. Ginger Dave not with us today, not producing. Ginger Dave not producing. By all accounts, there was a terrible incident in a Swedish student over the weekend. As broadcast isn't through the glass today. She's not through the glass. She's not through the miserable window.
Miserable window.
So that makes it a happy window. So, sort of assistant producer, not Adam, is... no one knows his name.
Hi, Al.
No one knows his name.
It's Al.
I'm just going to call you not Adam, because you're not Adam.
Oh, I'm not Cass. Can I do my Cass impression?
Yes.
All right, there you go, in.
Yes. You could make out too many of the words.
Yeah, it's not...
Okay.
It's not any use at all.
Too comprehensible.
Yeah, it wasn't really good. Marta's on the buttons today. Hello, Marta.
Hi, Marta.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Victoria's all along the news tower today. Princes kept the view, while all the weather came and went, barefoot servants too.
Okay.
Right. Okay, listen, back after a week off, paid intern Cornelius.
Yes.
Does this mean you're producing today?
I am in charge, and if you step out of line, I will knock you out.
I'm going to say testicles. it's nice to see you back, though.
Thank you.
Your cheerful demeanour, your puby-style hair on your head. The fact that when you stand looking forward, your weird boggly eyes,
how long
you can
is
see
this
behind
list
you,
reading?
Quite a long list, though. The fact that your mum taught you to kiss in a bus stop. So Cornelius is back. It's Monday. Let's do a programme. I'm John Holmes and this is Talk Radio. You're listening to from Talk Radio. Hey, and to get into today's big story, that's right, we're going to start with some music. Try and figure out what today's big story is just by listening to this music.
Now I'm under
So you are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. Hello. 18 minutes past 1 o'clock. But why would I be playing music on a talk radio station? Well, I'll be honest, it went on for a little longer than it ordinarily does due to the fact that all the microphones stopped working again. Again!
John, can you... So, hi everyone, this is Talk Radio. John's currently stuck in a studio where the microphones are off again. Have we had any luck? John, can you hear me? So, John's going to come out to the control room.
Yeah.
This happened last week while I was off.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, I was going to blame you for it, but instead, it turns out no. No, so what happened was... all the microphones went dead again, so I've now had to come into the control room like I did last week to try and make it work, and the only microphone that works is in the control room, but none of the ones in the studio do. So last week we played Florence and the Machine to cover it, and now we're playing ABBA. Now there's a reason I was playing ABBA, right? So we could probably get to that, because it's today's big story. I don't know whether you want to have a guess at what today's big story actually might be.
What was the song?
ABBA, Eagle by ABBA.
Eagle. Oh, is it Crystal Palace? They're the Eagles, a football club.
No.
Good. Don't like them.
Okay. Well, it's not that, no.
ABBA.
Yeah.
ABBA? Oh, yeah, palindromes, isn't it? It's palindromes.
Go on.
Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
Sarah Palin and her drones.
Yes. Palin drones. Yeah, good.
Not that she has any.
No, she might have. They fire moose at liberals.
What, the TalkSport reader?
Yep. He's like a big fat missile.
Sarah Palin?
No.
What is it then?
It's Sweden. ABBA are Swedish. It's that nothing happened in Sweden, and then Trump said it did. And we're going to be talking about it on the programme with our nothing happened in Sweden correspondent.
Who's that?
That's you.
Oh,
so you need to go outside to Sweden while we try to fix the entire studio. Because it's broken again.
Okay, I'll go now.
All right. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. We may or may not be back after this.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Ah, Greensleeves, a classic, penned by Henry VIII for his beloved wife Anne Boleyn. And after listening to this synth version while hanging on the phone, you too may experience a pain in the neck. Thankfully, if you're not a fan of Tudor Electra Hold music, you can now do your tax online instead of on the phone. The new personal tax account from HMRC is quick, easy and secure, and lets you check your tax and update your details online. See yours today at gov.uk/personal-tax-account.
You can change your religion, change your politics, you can even change your mates. But you can never change your football team. Why do we care so much about the beautiful game? I'm Alfie Allen, your new history teacher. Watch me explore football's journey from a kickabout into a multi-billion pound empire. Football, a brief history by me, Alfie Allen. This Thursday at 10, exclusively to History.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Hi, I've just been to the tickets to be checked, and it shows I actually won the top prize on the raffle.
Right, well, congratulations. You have indeed won £1 million.
£1 million. Oh, Syndicate's so happy.
Oh,
my God, what's my now?
Mandy is just one of the lucky millionaires made in the Lotto raffle. In every Lotto draw, £1 million must be won. Play makes it possible. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through North Tyneside, the A19 is busy because of work at the Silverlink roundabout. Roadworks in Gloucester are causing delays on all approaches to the Elmbridge Court roundabout, so very slow for the A40. The A34 north of Oxford is very slow towards the M40 after early problems, and there's also southbound delays around the Pear Tree interchange in the same area because of a breakdown. Busy for the London Bound M4 after early problems near 13 for Cheveley, and Cardiff's A48 Western Avenue is very busy as roadworks continue at the Ely Bridge roundabout. I'm Joanna Adams.
Dad always looked out for me, from checking for monsters under the bed to telling me that Brian was a loser when he finished with me. He even looked out for me when he passed away last year. Turns out he'd already organised everything so I didn't have to.
A prepaid funeral plan from the Co-op covers all the costs of your chosen burial or cremation plan, so your loved ones will never be met with any surprise bills. Funeral care, the Co-op way. Call or visit us online.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with Essential Debate. Big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions. Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious. De-groovy. De-lovely. Delaney.
Stop. Look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved. This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And I think it's time to discuss today's big story. So before we go any further, let us remind ourselves of the terrible events of the weekend with Donald Trump.
You look at what's happening in Germany. You look at what's happening last night in Sweden. Sweden. Who would believe this? Sweden. They took in large numbers. They're having problems like they never thought possible. You look at what's happening in Brussels. You look at what's happening all over the world. Take a look at Nice. Take a look at Paris. We've allowed thousands and thousands of people into our country, and there was no way to vet those people. There was no documentation. There was no nothing. So we're going to keep our country safe.
There was no nothing. So the terrible attacks in Sweden over the weekend, in which terrorists threw IKEA meatballs into crowds of flat-pack furniture shoppers, were of course horrific. Rightly condemned by world leaders such as Donald Trump there. The attacks have left IKEA short of meatballs, with hundreds of self-assembly chests of drawers and discounted kitchen units covered in sauce. A spokesman for IKEA, Billy Bookcase, told Talk Radio that it was carnage, saying that it was definitely Muslims that threw the meatballs at fleeing shoppers, despite them being made of pork, so technically off limits. Now, the US president and grabber of pussy, Donald Trump, has spoken out against what he said was a barbaric act of terrorism, which, of course, was followed by other attacks across the country, including the setting off of an ABBA playlist in Stockholm. And in a forest in the north of the country, a lone wolf attacker attacked an elk. Lone wolves will often attack an elk, but it's not clear as then to whether this is a terrorist attack or just nature. With the latest on Sweden's horrific weekend of terrible carnage is our fictional Swedish attack correspondent, Cornelius, who joins us now on the telephone. Good afternoon, Cornelius.
Hello, John. I'm here live in Sweden.
Yes, I know you are. Now, what's going on? I mean, all these reports coming out of Sweden, of course, terrible, isn't it?
Yes, I think no more needs to be said of the actual incident that happened just a couple nights ago here in Sweden, but
can we just agree that it was terrible though?
Oh, it was absolutely awful. Yeah. But life slowly returning to normal here. I'm currently stood by a football pitch where there's teams of young men playing Swedish rules football.
Yeah. So tell us about the fallout from the terrible attacks of the weekend.
Yes, absolutely awful. The Prime Minister, Alan Key, has announced a whole minute of mourning.
Yep.
Apparently, when he said when he first heard about the attacks, he was very distressed. He was eating at the time. The meatballs fell out of his mouth onto the floor, yep, proving them unedible, which really upset the Swedish chef. And I spoke to the Swedish chef earlier. This was the comment that he gave to us.
Hurdy-gurdy.
Yeah, I can see why he'd be disappointed with that. It makes... it is shocking, not just for Swedish chefs either, is it? Just for all Swedish?
Yes, absolutely. The fictional attackers are still on the run.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that their legs are fictional.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's video reports emerging today of them storming Stockholm, demanding that IKEA is renamed to Sharia.
Yes, I've been looking at this. They've kept the yellow word on the blue background, but it now says Sharia.
Yes, that's correct. And
is it true? I think this is that Sweden could be under IKEA law. We were reading as well. Is that something? That's where they legally can cut the hands off anyone who can't assemble a wardrobe.
Yes, that's true. In fact, they're designing the furniture now that will just take a nip at your thumb if you get ever so slightly something wrong.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Yeah.
This is a warning.
Well, I mean, it is shocking. Could you just keep us posted? I mean, this is an unfolding story, of course. If the fictional terrorists are caught, presumably by the fictional authorities, then, you know, could you keep us abreast of that as it unfolds, please?
Yes, we will do. John, it's unconfirmed reports as to whether Sweden's actually real at the moment, but we will keep you updated.
Je suis Benny, Bjorn, Frida and Agnetha.
Yes.
There we have it, our fictional Swedish attack correspondent, Cornelius, in Sweden for us there, talking us through the terrible attacks that Donald Trump seems to believe happened over the weekend. Now, if you've got an opinion on the terrible events that happened or not in Sweden, then, of course, do get in touch with the programme. We want to hear from you. And take your reactions, please. It's an emotive, terrible, terrible subject, of course, what's not happened in Sweden. So maybe you just want to share your feelings about it and the state of the world really with us. 87222 is the number. Do start your message with the word talk. Of course, you can use Twitter at Talk Radio. Do start your message with any word you like. The reaction lines are open. Now, in the next half an hour, then, not only will we take your reactions, but also headline hijack on the way and today's Lonely Lunch Club as we meet a lonely lunch. If you're lunching alone, tell us why. Maybe you want to share your thoughts about Sweden too. Here's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. We'll get you on the radio to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. Just after 1:30 now, Victoria, though, is here and she's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister says she doesn't want to see anyone holding up what the British people want when it comes to leaving the EU. The House of Lords is set to debate the Brexit bill. Some are expected to try and make amendments, including one which allows EU citizens already in the UK to stay, whether she gets a reciprocal guarantee or not. But Tory MP Kwasi Kwarteng has told Talk Radio that's something Theresa May is already trying to sort out.
Theresa May spoke to Angela Merkel and said, let's sort this out before any of the discussions start. And Angela Merkel said, there's no point having any kind of negotiation before you've actually triggered Article 50.
Tens of thousands of people are expected to join protests across the country against President Trump this afternoon. MPs will also debate whether he should be granted a state visit to the UK. NHS trusts in England have reported a deficit of almost £900 million for the first 9 months of the financial year. Figures from the data arm of the health service showed that's already £300 million behind the target they want to hit by the end of March. UK Sport has rejected the appeals of all seven sports which had funding denied or cut for the period leading up to the Tokyo 2020 Olympics and Paralympics. Badminton's lost all of its elite funding. And Google and Bing have agreed to make it harder for people to illegally stream sport, films and music. Dodgy sites will be pushed further down your results page to make them more difficult to find. The weather: rain moving southeast from Northern Ireland and Scotland into Wales and the Midlands. Dry elsewhere, feeling mild with highs of 14 degrees. There's more in around half an hour.
And what about, I'm asking for a friend, adult entertainment? A friend of mine.
A friend of yours?
Wanted to know that.
Well, I don't have the answer just yet.
Could you Google that? If you could go on a work computer, go and Google adult entertainment, just to then tell us whether or not...
Just moved. Print off anything that comes back.
Yeah, they've moved it further down the search.
Probably not going to do that.
Do some search terms. I'll give you some.
I don't.
But
want
I'm probably going to write them down.
Yeah, write them down. Say,
well, I don't want to know what you're thinking about.
This one. Hang on. Just go into the office. And
I can't read your handwriting.
Is this word with two K's?
Yes. So just go back into the office, Victoria. Just for news, and. Just Google these terms to see whether Google or not have shifted them down there.
Ben Fletcher can help you out with them.
I'm sure he knows all about them.
Yeah, hang on, there's one. There's another one there. There's just three for you to start with. There. I'm just reading them now.
I don't even know what the third one is.
Well, Google it. Go and Google the third one of those.
He's a character in Family Guy.
In a way, it is. Yeah.
I think you're telling me bad things,
no.
John.
Anyway, there's Victoria.
You're a bad man.
Victoria with the news. In the next half an hour, she'll be here again.
Yeah.
But she'll have the news at 2 o'clock, and within that will be today's headline hijack. So, your made-up news stories, please. We want them. We celebrate and embrace the notion of fake news. Fake news, as we know, made in sweatshops, sewed onto the internet by children as young as a child. Paid nothing. Fake news, and we embrace it. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And then we meet a lonely lunch show. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
From EastEnders to the Middle East, we meet the man who delights in putting himself in harm's way. He's just come back from the migrant camps in the Middle East with a tale or three to tell. That's Ross Kemp with me, Paul Ross, on the next Full Set Breakfast. Ross on Ross from 6.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a lot of your reactions have been coming in, as you'd expect, to the terrible events that didn't happen in Sweden at all over the weekend. Although, of course, Donald Trump has been talking about them anyway. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. John, I am Swedish and nothing happened to me last night. That's coming from a boring man in Sweden. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
John, I think Donald Trump has gone too far this time. That's coming from general lefty reaction.
Right, thank you. And I've got some coming in here as well. This is from Jeff. I hadn't heard about nothing happening in Sweden, and I wish I'd heard sooner because I'd have tried to do nothing about it. That's the problem, isn't it? When nothing happens and you don't know it's not happening, it's hard to prevent the nothing happening if you don't know what's not happening.
Yeah, how do you stop it?
Yeah, well, exactly. How do you stop? I mean, presumably you'd go out and make something happen. Mm. But how can you make something happen when nothing's happening and you haven't been told about it?
Mm.
And Jeff's makes a very valid point there. And Pete says, John, if they catch and prosecute the perpetrators of the no atrocity, will there be more trials in Sweden? Pete says that. We can only assume so, Pete. Mm. Anyway, do keep your thoughts coming in. The number's the same, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk.
Talk
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
So how was your week off, Cornelius? I haven't really asked you much.
It was all right.
What did you do? Anything exciting?
No, I just watched a lot of documentaries.
Listen to Talk Radio all the time, did you presume?
I listened back to one clip.
Yep.
After I was told to. Which was when all the microphones cut out, I could sit at home and laugh about it and go, ha-ha.
Yeah. Ah, you're on air, all the microphones cut out, ha-ha-ha.
Yeah, and then
it just happened again.
It's just happened when I'm in charge.
That's right.
But yeah, it's fine. I went to Lidl every day.
Lidl?
Yeah, every day.
Why, just for a day out?
It was literally just because I needed an excuse to leave my flat.
Okay.
And also I found out that they do bottles of ale for 85 pence.
They must be quality.
They are quite good, actually.
Are they?
Ruby Rooster.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's all right.
Other Ruby Rooster is available.
Yeah.
Say that. It's commercial. Ready.
Okay.
Good. Well, I'm glad you had a great holiday.
Yeah.
Great.
How was your week here?
Forgotten. I was ill. Caught her ill early on in the week, and I didn't feel very well for it. But I was a brave little soldier.
Were you?
Yeah, and I carried on.
Oh, well done.
Thanks, mate. All right. So, should we do some headline hijacks?
Yeah.
Because we are but 20 minutes away from that made-up news lie. In the news at 2 o'clock, what have we got coming in? Let's have a look. Cornelius.
Ahead of their FA Cup game with Arsenal this evening, says Darren, non-league side Sutton United have been allowed by the Football Association to register the retired footballer Glenn Hoddle to their team, and he will be starting in the first 11 this evening. The former Spurs manager has told TalkSport that there's nothing that he's looking forward to more than being done over by Arsenal one more time.
There you go. From Darren, that was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Darren. Thank you, Darren. The Japanese company that made and distributed Tamagotchi toys, if you remember those in the 90s, have announced this. Now, if you've got one or you ever had one, you put it in a drawer, you might want to listen to this, because at noon next Monday, they are going to issue a worldwide signal that resets every Tamagotchi across the globe. This is will give life back to the Tamagotchis that died. If you remember, and you just chuck them in a drawer or a bin or something, but it's going to bring them all back to life. It's going to boost the economy by 1.5%, but more importantly, because there are so many of them, and many people are frightened and are calling it the rise of the machines. Mm. So there is a warning, if you do have a Tamagotchi, hunt it down and kill it now before the worldwide signal, which apparently was all the plan all along for a Japanese takeover of the world. We're learning that this afternoon from the Japanese government. If you've got a story you'd like to send us, you know the number. There's an email, though, if you'd like to get involved in Lonely Lunch Club. Would you like to become a member of the Tupperware Hall of Despair? If so, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, and we will bring you that in the next 20 minutes. On Talk Radio, it's a Monday afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
So this is it, the moment of truth. I'm in Portsmouth, it's raining, it's cold, and I'm just about to jump in a lake off a 3 metre platform. This is what happens when you're a Royal Navy Reservist. You get to do this basic training. So I'm going to throw myself in the deep end, quite literally. I'm next, and I'm actually quite nervous. I thought I'd be okay with this, because I'm fine with heights normally. We're going to jump in as if it's an emergency situation, as if we're abandoning ship. We've got to swim over to the life raft, all get in it, cut it adrift, and then paddle back to the shore. I've just come out the water. It wasn't actually that cold, and I thought it was all over. I've got to do it again. Never been so happy to be on dry land. It was good. It was about 25 of us inside that life raft at the end. It was good teamwork. I was one of the people helping people into the raft, but now I'm looking forward to a nice warm shower.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
Time for Sounds Fantastic, so what's this sound?
We love our car, we love to drive around. We love our car, we drive it up and down.
You guessed it, that was an excerpt from Carmen.
But what's this?
Go compare.
That's the sound that's been telling millions of drivers where to check out the cost of their motor insurance.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Will Everton nick one at the death? Will Harry Kane bag another brace? Will Hazard get a straight red? For kicking a ball boy? What are the odds of that? If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and accas only. Please bet responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays through Levens in Cumbria on the A590. That's because of roadworks near the Meathop roundabout. Worcestershire's northbound M42 around the M5 link is heavy. That's because of a broken down vehicle on the link which takes you off the M5 and onto the northbound M42. The delays in Gloucester persist around the Albridge Court roundabout, making routes like the A40 very busy because of roadworks in the area. And work through Canton in Cardiff on both sides of the A48 Western Avenue, making that look very, very busy indeed around the Ely Bridge roundabout. I'm Joanna Adams.
I'm really proud of my dad. He put everything into the farm, you know, ploughing the fields, fixing the fences. Now I think of it, he spent more time talking to his tractor than he did to Mum. When it came to organising a hearse for his funeral, there was only one choice.
At the Co-op,
we know how important those personal touches are. With over 100 years of experience, we'll do everything we can to help you give a loved one a fitting farewell. Co-op Funeral Care. Call or visit us online.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. It is a time and... on a Monday to boot. John, my brother lives in Sweden. This is Beth, who's just tweeted us. My brother lives in Sweden, and he hasn't been in contact since last night's non-event. Should I worry about nothing happening to him?
Definitely.
Definitely. I'm sorry to hear that, Beth. Just hang in there, because nothing has happened in Sweden. And if it still doesn't happen and you still don't hear from him, I wouldn't worry about that too much, because nothing has actually happened.
They should set up a hotline.
Maybe we should set up a hotline for people worried about people in Sweden that they have heard from,
yes,
because nothing has happened.
Yeah.
So if you know somebody or think somebody you know might be in Sweden and you've heard from them and they're fine, then we are going to set up this hotline for them. What's the number, Connie?
It's 03444991000. That's 03444991000.
And that is a hotline now for anybody worried about people in Sweden where nothing has happened at all. So do call with details of this, people, and we will try and connect the dots. Really, it's a sad time when nothing happens in Sweden, and we are standing together. Je suis Chiquitita, as my T-shirt says, as you can see there. Je suis Chiquitita. Anyway, the news, there's not just Donald Trump and Sweden, of course. There's other news as well today. Danny Dyer appears to be in it quite a lot, because he was accused of being a drunk man and then and shouting at colleagues. And apparently he's not a drunk man shouting at colleagues.
Isn't that his job? He's on EastEnders.
And he runs a pub.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I mean, the show would be boring if they all got along.
So he's been fired for just doing his job in many ways.
Really?
So that's terrible. Anyway, that's in the news. It's just very, it's very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. No, many can't, Cornelius. I mean, at the moment, the Brexit bill is with the House of Lords right now, and they're trying to get their head around that. They think it's complicated, which it is, because they're old people. I don't understand. Anyway, what's weird about that is that the House of Lords is full of old people, but most of the people that voted leave were old. So it is confusing, isn't it? Anyway, we like to explain the news to you on a daily basis by running it through the medium of Japanese poetry. Of course, it's short-form oriental verse. It's 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Article 50, voted on by peers. Lords, help us, say Remainers.
The news in haiku.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
And so, it's time together on this sad day where nothing has happened in Sweden and the country is reeling from it, to remind ourselves that out there in the world there are people who are alone, even at difficult times, such as the difficult times where nothing happens in a Scandinavian country. We call it Lonely Lunch Club. We invite lonely lunchers, lonely is what lunch, to come on the telephone and tell us about What about them, really? Why they're lonely, what they're having for lunch, what they do, that kind of thing. It's idle chit-chat is what it is. Not just chit, you understand, but also chat. It's what we do. We also reward them with a souvenir gift prize at the end of their time with us to remind them that they have been inducted into the Talk Radio Weekday Afternoon Tupperware Hall of Despair. Connor's on the telephone. Connor's on the telephone, and he's called Connor. Hello, Connor.
Hello, how do you do?
Very good. How do you do?
I'm very well, thank you. A bit lonely, but there we are.
Yeah, well, yeah, again, the point of the exercise, Connor, is that you are, and we wouldn't be speaking to you if you weren't, because what would be the point of that? Why are you lonely, Connor?
Well, I'm at university, and we're all sat in our separate rooms, either working or not, as the case may be.
I mean, it's changed since I was at university when no one really did any work. So that already, you know, you're not a proper student, are you, Connor, if you're doing work?
Well, we've got dissertations and stuff to hand in, so it's got to be done.
Ah. What are you studenting in?
Conservation biology.
Conservation biology?
Yes.
Right. Did you... I mean, that's quite... is it specific, that? That's a specific area of biology, or is it broadly biology?
It's sort of broadly biology, but in a slightly more practical sense. So we'll just sort of learn how everything works, really.
All right. Tell us how something works in a biological sense. For instance, a dog.
Well, how deep do you like me to go? We can talk about its muscles, we can talk about respiration.
Oh, okay, let's start with its snout.
It's got smell that's 50 times more sensitive than humans.
Yep.
It needs to be constantly wet for it to work efficiently.
Why? Okay, that is good. That's good. Good talking point. Now we've begun. You see how this works? Already yes. We're engaging in conversation, Connor, aren't we? Like, that's how, you know, it's
indeed.
Like banter. So, right, so a dog's nose, wet, we know that, right? So and that helps the dog smell, does it? Because people would be going, why is a dog's nose wet? So talk us through it.
That is as far as I know. I'm starting on the marine side. I know very little about dogs, really.
Oh. What about dogfish?
A member of the shark family.
Good.
The Elasmobranchs.
It's also got a wet nose because it's in the sea.
Indeed, yes.
How does it smell?
I'm not sure if it actually can smell properly.
Interesting. Why do we call it a dogfish? What does it share with a dog?
It's probably someone making a joke with a catfish, to be honest.
Now, a catfish does look a bit like... it's got whiskers, right?
Yes, it does.
So that's hence the catfish. So the dogfish is just a sort of marine biologist joke.
I'd imagine so.
I like that. Tell me about the stonefish.
I believe is one of the most incredibly painful things in the world.
Yeah, I think that's right, isn't it? Yeah, the sting of a stonefish.
Yeah. Shuts down your liver. You have a very, very awful end.
Yeah. There's a lot of things in the sea that can kill you. I mean, like your box jellyfish, there's another one, isn't it?
Yeah, they're not friendly at all.
Yeah, I got stung by a jellyfish once, but I'm sharing now. But while it did hurt, I was fortunate that it wasn't a deadly one. This is a good anecdote, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did
you have to wee on it?
I didn't wee on it, and I didn't notice. I was in, and I don't know what your how broad your knowledge goes, Connor, but I was off the coast of Sri Lanka.
Oh, yeah.
I was swimming with blue whales. Blue whales, Connor! Swimming with
fantastic.
Them. I know, it was absolutely incredible. But I didn't notice, because I was so thrilled by that a jellyfish, well, I saw it at the corner of my eye and thought, oh, I'll try and avoid that. And I didn't then notice till I got back in the boat and the adrenaline had stopped from the blue whale thing that I got a great big burn across the back of my hand when the jellyfish had attacked me.
Why didn't you wee on it?
I didn't need to go.
Oh. Is that a thing? Does that actually help, Connor?
It depends on who you talk to. Some people say yes, some people say no.
Because Bear Grylls does it. He had one of the Spice Girls.
Anyway.
What are the Spice Girls? Weed on Bear Grylls?
Yeah.
What is this?
He's on a TV show after he got stung by a stingray.
Did you dream this?
Not stingray, a jellyfish.
Did you dream this?
No, this is true. It's in the news. Papers about a month or two ago.
Which one of the Spice Girls wazzed on Bear Grylls?
Scary.
Did they show that? It would be. Did they show that on telly? Did she squat?
She did squat. That was in the paper. I didn't watch the TV show.
Right. I think Bear Grylls just told her that. I think the people who say, yeah, we're on the jellyfish sting, I think they just like that stuff. Like Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
He's like in that hotel room in Moscow going, oh, prostitutes have just been stung by a jellyfish. Have you? You all right? We on it.
We're in the middle of mainland Russia.
Yeah, but I went into the bathroom and some joker left a jellyfish in the bath. So wee on me. That's probably what happened. Or at least if he should come out and say that's what it was. He might as well just come clean. Pardon that expression. But you know what I mean? He should just come out and go, right, okay, I did the weeing happened, but it's because I got stung by a jellyfish. And everyone go, oh, it's fine then, it's medical. If Spice, Scary Spice, can wee on Bear Grylls, I don't see why the President of the United States of America can't be urinated on by a prostitute in a hotel room. It seems like it's one rule for Bear Grylls and quite another for Donald Trump. And I don't think that's fair. What do you think about that, Connor?
Well, he's the President of the United States after all, so...
Exactly.
Standards have to be maintained.
There you go. Anyway, look, Connor, you get to choose, and I know you're excited by this, a souvenir gift prize. Okay. So, what you'll hear now is some god-awful music. Here it comes. It sounds like this. Here it comes. Go on. Right, and over that, you'll hear a list of prizes with short descriptions, Connor, and then you get to choose one of the prizes. How excited! Oh, where are, I didn't ask where you are.
I'm in Plymouth.
Plymouth. Oh, okay, fine. Okay, good aquarium in Plymouth.
It's a fantastic aquarium.
Yeah, one of the best actually. Hence, you're in the, I suppose you're in the right place. But okay, fine.
Yeah.
All right. So, do you know Snorkel, the turtle, by the way?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
No longer there anymore.
I know. Sadly, passed away in the last year, I think. Snorkel. Yeah. Snorkel the turtle. Me and Connor sharing.
Who's that?
It's a turtle that lives in Plymouth Aquarium.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Can you guess the scores of football results
no,
in the World
just
Cup?
No, just
well, I don't care then.
Just a turtle. Anyway, here come your list of gift prizes, one of which will be swimming its way down to Plymouth. Here we go. And here they come.
A Talk Radio mug.
Yes, it's a mug with a Talk Radio logo on it, which will mean the handle will probably fall off at any point.
Today's Metro newspaper with haikus scribbled on it.
Written today by me on the train into work, where my neighbour Brad and I did not say hello to each other. We're just not on that level yet.
A Talk Sport mug.
Yes, Talk Sport very much the dogfish to Talk Radio's catfish.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot is a Young Man.
Written by a man who once got stung by a jellyfish. I wonder if that's in the book.
It's not.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing, should there be different species of the butterfly swim, just like there are actual butterflies?
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Yes, former TalkSport host and current host of Fighting Talk on BBC Radio 5 Live every weekend has left behind these calendars, which we fetched out of a skip.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
Oh, calendars, that's a nice idea. Please may we have some? Oh, there's a typo in that email, so here we are with John Holmes colanders.
What would you like out of those, Connor?
I think we'll go for the colander.
It's a popular choice, and it is now yours. You get a John Holmes 2017 colander, and handy for you working, you know, in sort of the marine arena, really, because you can...
Marina.
Yeah, put water through it, so, you know, that's nice.
Yes.
Great. Right, there's Connor. He was today's lonely luncher, and I think he'll be the first to agree that we made his lunchtime fewer lonely. And it could be yours as well, as we make your lunchtime fewer lonely, just by talking to you. You just come on the radio. There's an email to get in touch and get on the list. It's lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. We'll meet another lonely luncher tomorrow. Now then, here we are, knocking on the door of 2 o'clock. And the news, which is on the way, with Victoria. But it will contain a news lie. The 2 p.m. bulletin always, always does during the weekdays here on Talk Radio. And we'd like you to make the lie up. It's fake news writ large. And we've been doing it long before it was a thing. We need a winner, though. Today's headline hijacker goes by the name of...
Victoria.
And she's from...
Derby.
Yes. I thought she was. So, Victoria in Derby, well done. You've got your news, your made-up lie in the news, which is next after that. Work experience punditry. Sophie's in today. She's been looking at the television over the weekend, so she'll be telling us about that. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock this afternoon. The diversity paper review on the way as well. And we have guest action for you on today's programme. Comedian Mark Thomas joining us in around 3/4 of an hour's time. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. And the star of the new Gore Verbinski film, A Cure for Wellness, Dane DeHaan, will be talking to us about that as well. All to come before 4 o'clock. Talk Radio then. I'm John Holmes. It's Monday afternoon.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday, every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
eBay has every kind of part to help your car pass its MOT.
Son, come and have a look at the car. There's a few things I've fixed ahead of its MOT. I've topped up the washer bottle.
Screen wash.
I've replaced the wipers.
Windscreen wipers.
I've sorted the indicators.
Light bulbs.
And press that.
Horns. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of parts and accessories to help you get your car MOT ready. The ultimate pass your MOT first time shop.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In February, we've got an 8x4 foot sheet of 100mm Enertherm pitched roof insulation for only £25.99. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
You can change your religion, change your politics. You can even change your mates. But you can never change your football team. Why do we care so much about the beautiful game? I'm Alfie Allen, your new history teacher. Watch me explore football's journey from a kickabout into a multi-billion pound empire. Football, a brief history by me, Alfie Allen. This Thursday at 10, exclusively to History.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
It's exactly 2 o'clock and it's Monday afternoon. I'm John Holmes and here is Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming out, Lords to debate Brexit trigger bill, report into deadly tram crash and 7 sports lose their funding.
Talk Radio.
The House of Lords will begin debating the legislation that will allow Theresa May to trigger the formal process of leaving the EU later. The Prime Minister has urged the Lords to take note of MPs after the bill passed through the House of Commons.
It went through with good majorities, it was not amended. I hope that the House of Lords will pay attention to that. Properly, there will be debate and scrutiny in the House of Lords, but I don't want to see anybody holding up what the British people want.
But the government does not have a majority in the House of Lords, where a record 190 peers are due to speak. MPs are set to debate Donald Trump's state visit in Parliament as protests take place across the UK against the US president. 1.8 million people backed a petition calling for the trip to be downgraded, but the government says America's new leader will still come to Britain later this year. A tram that crashed in London in November, killing 7 people, was travelling 33 miles an hour over the speed limit. That's faster than investigators first thought. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
The maximum speed allowed on this curve of track in Croydon is 13 miles an hour, but the tram was going 46 when it derailed. An updated interim report into the crash has also found the speed limit sign was placed around 100 metres after the point that drivers would need to start braking.
UK Sport has rejected the appeals of all 7 sports which lost funding for the run-up to the next Olympics and Paralympics in Tokyo. It says there isn't enough money to go round and it has to focus the cash on sports most likely to get the medals. And Drake has accused the Grammys of profiling him as a rapper because of the colour of his skin. His song Hotline Bling won Best Rap Sung Performance and Best Rap Song despite it not having a rap section.
What, say that again, what?
So, Drake has accused...
Sir Francis Drake?
No, Drake, the musician from Canada.
Drizzy.
Sorry, is his name Drake or...
Drizzy.
Drizzy Drakel, I've heard of him. Is that him?
No. Sounds like a children's character, what you're on about.
Drizzy Drakel? Yeah. That's pretty good. I might write that. So Drake...
Drizzy.
Drake the rapper, Drizzy.
Mm-hmm.
Is he Drizzy or Drake?
It's both.
What? How
he's
can he be both?
He's officially Drake, so he's known
like
as Drizzy.
Yeah.
Why? It's not even the same.
Similar letters.
How do you think nicknames work?
Yeah, but Drizzy doesn't
never
even...
the same. Your
John.
Nickname isn't John.
It is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but John, sometimes you call me Vix, and that's short for Victoria.
Yeah, but Drizzy isn't short for Drake, is it?
It doesn't have to be a short for.
Well, what is it then?
It's just your nickname.
An alternative.
Nickname.
Your nickname's unbroadcastable.
Yeah, that's true.
What?
Yeah. So what? No.
So what's happened in the news, Victoria?
So Drizzy has what?
So Drake's accused the Grammys of profiling him as a rapper because of the colour of his skin. And so he has a song called Hotline Bling, which doesn't have any rap in it.
Hotline Bling.
Yeah, but it's won two rap song awards. That's it.
Right. So he's cross because they've said it's rap, but it's not rap.
Yeah.
He's cross because he's been nominated for an award.
No, he won it. He won two of them.
How annoying for him.
Did he say it during his speech?
No.
That's funny.
Yeah, funny that. Yet when Robbie Williams tried to do a rap in one of his songs, everyone just laughed.
Yeah.
So it's harsh, isn't it, this industry?
Okay, now back to basics. Yeah. That's a great song.
Yeah.
I can't even think what's
so that's racist
Rude
as well.
Rude Box, yeah. It was called.
Yeah. Speaking of which, have you been Googling?
Yes. I'm surprised the work computers allow me to look up what you suggested.
Well, the thing...
And that's made me really worried about your psyche.
My sidekick, Cornelius.
Psyche.
I'm worried about him as well.
Your mental state.
My sidekick, Cleveland, over here.
Yeah, that's not a pleasant thing.
So
it makes me worried about you. And, yeah, anyway.
So you Googled all that on a work computer?
Well, just that one. Not the first two.
Next thing when you get there, there'll be an email from HR.
Yeah.
You know what the first two...
I don't know, the tech here.
Weirdly.
That's probably just into the abyss now.
Yeah. When I've tried to look up some shopping websites, it's blocked. Yeah. But then, like, what you told me to look up isn't.
Wow.
What shopping websites were you looking up?
I can't remember whether it was ASOS or something a while ago.
Pornshop.com.
Did you misspell ASOS and that's why?
No. I did not.
Okay.
Sport.
Yeah.
No, I need to do the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here it is.
Thanks. Rain moving southeast from Northern Ireland and Scotland into Wales and the Midlands. Dry elsewhere, but mild highs of 14 degrees.
Always ending on a high.
Yes, John.
And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Hello. Sutton United boss Paul Doswell says whichever Arsenal team turns out in the FA Cup tonight, his non-league side face a tall order. The lowest ranked side left in the competition host the Gunners in the last 16, with Lincoln awaiting the winners. Doswell told Talk Sport Wenger has a wealth of options available to him.
So I think the reality is you're still going to be playing against probably a Lucas, probably a Walcott. And he'll put out a team that he feels can beat us. And the reality is that could be anything ranging from his 23 team right the way through to his second, you know, or the people that are behind the first 11.
As for live match commentary over on TalkSport, one game in the Sky Bet Championship this evening with Newcastle looking to return to the top of the table against lowly Aston Villa. Steve Bruce's side have lost their last four league games and haven't won in the division since Boxing Day. Finally, rugby. Richard Cockerell will become Edinburgh head coach this summer on a two-year contract, replacing acting boss Duncan Hodge. The former England international was sacked as Leicester's director of rugby last month. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the University of Wigan has had to take urgent measures banning all lactose intolerant students from attending the institution whilst a dangerous milk pipe leak is being fixed. Currently, the main lecture hall is under 1 foot deep of semi-skim milk after an experiment in one of the chemical labs went disastrously wrong. The death toll is expected to rise.
Thank you very much, Victoria. And of course, we'll keep you abreast of that story, that milk story, as it unfolds throughout the afternoon. And you're listening to Talk Radio, Work Experience Punditry on the way.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh, my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty.
Still to come on today's programme then, comedian Mark Thomas will be joining us in just over half an hour. That is a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. The actor Dane DeHaan as well is in the new Gore Verbinski film Cure for Wellness. He'll be joining us on the programme before 4 o'clock. All about the guests. No treble. What? And don't forget, if you aren't affected by the things that have not happened in Sweden over the weekend, then do call our helpline, which is 03444991000, and we won't put you in touch with some trained counsellors who have been especially trained not to deal with what didn't happen in the Scandinavian country over the weekend. It's just a service that we are providing. Right, in a moment, work experience punditry. Then that's on the way. In a minute, that's on the way. And Cornelius.
Yeah.
You know, we sent Victoria off to Google things.
Yes.
We sent her off to Google things because she had in her news that Google have shifted, and Bing have shifted a lot of searches down their search engine list to help with piracy. That's part of the news today. Including film searches for illegal downloads and television and, of course, music. So today's texting, very simply, is going to be based on that story. Simple text, because it's a Monday, which is a pun day around here.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be pirates and music. Yeah, that's right. Pirates and music. So you take a piratey thing, and you take a musicy thing, and then you put them together, and you get something piratey and musicy.
Mm-hmm.
Shall I give you an example?
Yes, please.
Okay, then. I will. Are you ready for it?
Yes. Say it right now.
Okay.
Now. Do it.
Shiver my Justin Timberlakes. So it's a pirate thing.
Pirate thing.
Shiver my timbers. That's what they're saying. All right, shiver my timbers.
Yeah.
And Justin Timberlake is a popular beat combo.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Justin Timberlake, whose nickname for Jazzle. Probably. Like Drizzle.
No.
It's Drake's. So, just guessing.
It's JT.
Is it?
I think so.
All right. Anyway, him. So, shiver my Justin Timberlake. There, done. Bang. Boom. Beat that.
Mm.
Justin Timberleg.
Oh. Oh, that's better than your Timberlake one.
Uh-huh. She waltzes in here. Sophie work experience. It's not even your turn to be spoken to yet, either, so, you know. I haven't played the introduction music to you.
Sorry,
I haven't.
Doesn't matter, it's definitely worth it.
Well, my mic got turned on, I was invited in.
Yeah, and to be honest, when the mics get turned on here, you have to take use of them while they're on, while they're working.
Because often they're not.
Yeah.
Cornelius, have you got one?
Yeah, well, yes, I do, George.
Come on, then.
Pirates of the Caribou. Caribou are a band, another popular beat combo.
Oh, right.
Similar to Hot Chip sort of vibe.
Right. Johnny Parrotten. Anyway, your guess is now very welcome. We have set the bar almost on the floor, apart from Sophie's, who's quite good. Anyway, 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag piracy music.
Work experience punditry, then. That is where we are. You have already heard her voice. It is the voice of Sophie. She's back with a roundup of the weekend's television. Work experience pundits, of course, dragged in here. No photocopying for them. No tea making. Just broadcasting. It's how we like to give them a leg up in the industry. More importantly, of course, as regular listeners will know, because they're free and we don't have to pay them. Hello, Sophie.
Hello.
Hi there, though.
Hi.
Thanks for joining in with the puns.
Oh, that's okay.
Anytime. Right, so you've been looking at the television for us, as you do on a Monday.
What's, I have,
where
yes.
are we? What's been catching your work experience eye?
Well, first up is The Moorside, which is BBC One's drama about the story of Shannon Matthews, who went missing in 2008. Mm. And so it's from a community perspective about the story of Shannon Matthews and the kidnapping.
All right, let's hear a clip of The Moorside, BBC One.
I got back about 4. Craig says Shannon's not home. Kids said they hadn't seen her after school, so I called school, rang everyone I could think of.
Has she got a mobile?
She left it at home. Everyone was saying it should ring 999, so it didn't end.
And what are police saying?
Not a lot. They have had search teams out all night, though.
and been back and forth here asking questions.
Poking round the house in and out of Shannon's bedroom.
Well, they've got old Craig. Look for clothes over where she might be.
Yeah, I've been on searching too.
Yeah, Pete and some others have been out half the night. I just want her found.
And we'll find her, love. Don't you bloody worry.
They did find her as well, didn't they?
Oh, spoiler alert.
Oh. In a bed.
Yes.
Yes.
Under
the bed. Hidden in the bed.
Yeah.
That was the point of the... So this has controversially been turned into a drama, right?
Yes.
Two-parter. Mm-hmm. Have we had both parts now? Are we done and dusted?
Both on iPlayer.
They're both.
Okay. So what did you make of it, Sophie?
It was good. But as you say, it is controversial. I think I didn't realise until I sort of did a little bit of research on it, but they didn't actually ask permission from the Matthews to make the drama.
Presumably because they don't have to?
I don't think they do, but I did think that was still sort of morally slightly wrong.
Well, yes. I mean, it's an awkward... Because where do you draw the line between dramatising an event such as that and not... Because it's such an unusual story with what happened that I suppose... As a writer of drama, it's got all the compelling elements of a story. So they, you know, as to be something to be turned in. But then there's the argument, of course, do you turn it into entertainment? I suppose there is. Is there a message to it, or is it just purely entertaining? What's the kind of vibe of it? I haven't seen this.
I don't think there is a particular message. I think it's kind of from the community perspective and how they actually helped to try and find Shannon. So in that sense, it's kind of showing how the community and her and the friends of the Matthews helped rather than sort of from the police perspective, which is that's kind of the message. And it's like your neighbours can help you sort of thing. I don't know. I
think it focuses largely on one neighbour called Julie.
I've seen this.
Played by Sheridan Smith.
Yeah. I think the story, what they're trying to do is make the story as much about her as possible, I think, whilst also covering what happened
during
the event.
Is she a fictionalised neighbour, or was she
no,
she's
real.
A genuine neighbour?
It's based on a real person, who I believe was involved in the making.
Yeah,
she's not in it, but she was heavily interviewed and stuff.
Right, so she, in that sense, her permission has been granted.
Yeah.
And if it's sort of focused around her, that's probably why they were able to get away with it, because you're never going to get permission from, presumably, the Matthews family. Given they were implicated anyway, or the mother was. So, I don't know. I mean, you said it was good, Cornelius.
I think it's great. It's a really good watch. Mm. Really interesting.
It's very gripping as well.
Yeah. Mm. Sheridan Smith in it is excellent.
Yeah, she's...
And who plays Karen Matthews, the mum?
I don't know.
She's very good.
Anyway, good.
Well.
Someone we don't know.
Yeah,
he's very good. Yeah, in a role. Good. Good review, everyone. I will watch it. It's one of those things that I thought looked very interesting. And, you know, the story, when it had all those elements of just an unfolding drama in the world we live in now. Because how many years ago was it?
It was 2008.
Right, okay. So that was all, you know, the era of rolling news. So everyone followed it as it was going along, as we do with these things now. Mm. You know, kind of morbid fascination. But, I mean, is it sensitively done, or is it just sort of blatant sensationalism?
Yes, it is quite sensitive. They don't really... I haven't actually watched the second one, so I'm not sure if that's as sensitive as the first one.
Okay.
But the first one is kind of... Yeah, like you say, they don't really... Shannon is not in it.
Yeah.
In the first one at all. You just get like a girl sort of walking, and that's about it. So it's very, very much not around the child or anything.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it is. Yeah.
Is it... Because my knowledge of the story is what it is, but Shannon Matthews now would be how old?
I think she's just turning 18.
Right. But it's kind of... I mean, it's her story... Arguably, isn't it? I know they focused on the neighbour,
yes.
But if it's her story, but presumably she didn't get her permission or anything?
She's not allowed to talk to the media until she's aged 21.
Oh, 21.
About this story. It's because I read up on this.
Yeah.
So I believe that they made this drama because it sounds awful, but there's a man who does these dramas. He's done like the Ripper murders into a drama.
Well, there was the Fred West one as well.
So he interviewed a lot of people, the writers and makers of the show interviewed a lot of people in the community.
Yeah.
And it says at the start, this story is based on
those interviews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those interviews. He went, extra scenes have been added for dramatisation. I think it's fairly obvious which scenes they are. They're like setting up what Julie's like as a mum, just as a family, and then others just sort of neighbours chatting and stuff like that. I think probably all the time while they're in the house with the police, I reckon that's as described by people who were there at the time.
Yeah. All right.
So I don't think it's too dramatised at all.
So we're recommending it anyway?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, okay. So that's, what's it called?
The Moorside.
That's right, which is the estate, isn't it? All right, so what are you going to? What are we going to be talking about next, Sophie?
Up is This Country and SSGB.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad you've got that, because that's the thing that no one can understand.
Really?
SSGB. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. No one can understand it. Muffled sound. Muffled sound, Sophie,
yes.
I say to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes, yeah. Agreed.
Like it was done by the people that work here. right, so we'll talk about that with Sophie, Work Experience Punditry, also on the way, of course, Mark Thomas in the next 45 minutes or so, and Dane DeHaan, who's the star of Gore Verbinski's new film Cure for Wellness, will be joining us on the programme before 4 o'clock. I'm John Holmes, you're listening to Talk Radio, it's a Monday afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Switch to electric this February, because sometimes it's the quiet things that make the biggest noise. The 100% electric Nissan Leaf, now with an extra £500 deposit contribution at 0% APR representative during our Electric February event. Plus, 1 year's free insurance, 2 years free servicing, and of course, no petrol or diesel costs. Now that's something to keep quiet about. The Nissan Electric February event ends 28th of February. Nissan, innovation that excites.
Nissan Finance, 0% APR representative. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizier grade. Subject to status, over 25s only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk/electric February.
Don't ignore the... It's the law to have a work... Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Jimmy's steak for two.
I'm doing tea tonight. Me and Dad share all the cooking since he and my mum went their separate ways. I popped into Tesco on the way home, picked up a couple of their finest steaks, a sprinkling of thyme, a splash of olive oil, and pan fry them. We normally do it with garlic. Not tonight, though. Oh, I'm cooking dinner for two, all right, but that's so he can get ready. He's got a date, hasn't he? First in a while. So I'm giving the garlic a miss, if you know what I mean.
Find Jimmy's Steak for Two recipe with or without garlic, in-store and online. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through Billingham in County Durham, the northbound A19 around the Norton interchange is busy. Vehicles overturned and lanes closed there. Roadworks in Gloucester making all approaches, including the A40, towards the Elmbridge Court roundabout very busy. Through Weston on the Green in Oxfordshire, so to the north of Oxford, the northbound A34 is still queuing. A lane remains closed after an accident much earlier today, so queues as you head towards the M40. And through Truro in Cornwall, the A390 is heavy. That's because of roadworks near Staples. I'm Joanna Adams.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just $199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned the whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio, yes, and it's 20-some minutes. Now, thank you very much. A lot of suggestions coming in for today's Pirates and Music text-in. Now, this, of course, is that Google and Bing have dropped their search sites where you can find and download illicit materials, not of the adult variety, but I mean, you know, the films and the television and such like. And they've dropped it down the search list, so it makes it more difficult for pirating people to find. So we're doing pirates and music, because the music sites, you can download music illegally, and it's pirate. Anyway, a lot coming in. Thank you very much for them. This has come in from Alex, Long John Silver Chair. Long John Silver is a pirate.
Mm-hmm.
Silver Chair is a band.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Elton Long John Silver. A lot of Long John Silver, it happened.
Yeah.
It's coming, I can see. Poop Deck Decemberists. Decemberists. Poop Deck. That's from Charles in London. Skull and Cross Bony M.
Yeah, that's good.
Good from Pete. And Scylla Blackbeard. Anyway, keep those
keep
coming.
Keep them coming.
Hmm?
I was saying keep them coming.
Oh, I was just going to say it. Okay. Well, it's fine, you say it.
Keep them coming in.
Why don't we all have a go? Sophie, do you want to go?
Keep them coming in.
Yeah, Marta, do you want to go at that? Oh, we all seem to be joining in now with my words.
Keep them coming in.
Yeah, great, everyone.
Not Adam.
Hey, not Adam. As we've got an assistant producer today, but we don't know his name, so we're calling him not
Adam. Keep them coming in.
Because we know it's not Adam.
Oh, that wasn't that good.
Not really. Anyway, that's why he's new. Right, so we've got Sophie here. She's doing work experience punditry. And we're looking at television. We've already talked about the...
Moorside.
Moorside, yeah. The Shannon Matthews drama. Controversial Shannon Matthews drama. Can we go next to the SSGB thing?
We can, yeah.
All right, then. Let's do that. So this started last night on...
It did.
BBC One.
Yeah,
new Sunday night drama.
Nine.
So tell us about that.
So it is, as you say, the new BBC Sunday night drama.
Just said that.
Yeah. Just...
Do you want to go saying that?
Yeah.
Cornelius, do you want to say that?
It's the new Sunday night BBC One drama.
Marta, do you want to get saying it?
Yeah, so it's the new BBC One Sunday night drama.
Why don't you say what I say? Not Adam.
It's a new drama.
No, oh, forget it.
Terrible.
Yes, and that is what it is. And it is based on a novel called SSGB. And it basically explores what would have happened if the Nazis had won the war. And it's made up of alternative facts.
That's timely. Let's have a listen to a clip of SSGB from BBC One.
Letter from school. Confirming position of assistant music teacher.
Beach Road.
Where is it, sir?
That's my son's school. He's after Dougie. Call Central. Get them to put a watch on this place in case he comes back.
Why would he want your son, sir?
I suppose resistance. They want to control me and get me through my son. What else could it be? Call Harry Woods.
There we go. The much complained about BBC One Sunday night drama, SSGB.
Yes.
So it was complained about due to sound problems.
It was very mumbly.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether it's because maybe the mics weren't very good.
What, so like from here?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Or whether the acting was just a little bit mumbly.
Well, here's my theory about this.
Maybe because they're all speaking German.
They weren't.
People didn't realise.
That wasn't German. Didn't you not listen to that? No.
I couldn't. No,
couldn't make it out.
Are you sure that's not just German, though?
No.
Okay.
What the problem is, I think, okay, and I think it's... Because this isn't the first time. Many BBC One dramas are complained about due to the mumbly nature of them. So there was... What was the one last year? It doesn't matter. Anyway, whatever it was, people have been complaining about them, and it's often a Sunday night drama. But I think what's happened is that people's televisions now have crap speakers in, because everyone's got flat-screen televisions with dreadful, tinny, nasty, horrible mid-range... i.e. none of the top and bottom ranges of the frequencies, just mid-range speakers, right? And they're all thin speakers with no oomph to them. And when these sounds and audio and dialogue are mixed for modern TV dramas, digitally or whatever, what you get is it done at that level. So it's perfected to be heard out of proper speakers. Mm. So when squashed through the squawk box at the bottom of a crap telly, it's going to sound muffled and wrong because the frequency dynamics are all going to be up the spout. So what you need is, if you're listening, watching it with a sound bar or whatever, then I think you're fine. I think it's just people who don't have good quality speakers because tellies these days don't have. That's, am I getting a bit technical for you, Cornelius?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what I think it is. The sound quality around here is just because it's crap.
Okay.
But in terms of television, that's what I personally think that's what the problem is.
So if I watch it on my iPhone,
yeah,
and listen to it on my good headphones,
I think you'll be all right.
Okay.
It's just people sitting in their lounges with their crap to think. So, but the dialogue isn't mixed for those people. It's mixed because as a sound engineer mixing dialogue, you're going to mix it in a.
Mm.
Am I making any sense?
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
Is it surely that would happen to all telly, though.
No.
Like, I watched Judge Rinder a lot last week, and I could hear that fine. He was, you know, even when he was going really sassy.
Shut up now. Sophie, so is it any good?
Yes, it is. I personally thought the first half was slightly slow. Kind of, it brings you in very slowly and introduces you to the characters.
Bit like really real World War II, then?
Yeah, yeah. It starts in 1941, where the Battle of Britain was actually won by Germany.
Yep.
Which it wasn't. I had to go and Google that because I'd forgotten. And so England becomes occupied by the Nazis, and there's all their Nazi flags everywhere. It is good. I found myself in the last 15 minutes completely gripped. So
okay,
there you go.
Which bodes well for it carrying on. Excuse me. It's got stars in it.
Sam Riley.
Just drank a bit of tea there. Wrong way.
Oh. Sam Riley plays the main character, Detective Douglas Archer.
Yep.
Who is a Scotland Yard detective. But it's unclear whether he's working for the Nazis or for Britain. So that kind of is the main concept of it. Is he on Britain's side,
yep,
or is he working for the Reich? Is that the right word?
Yes.
Yes,
it is.
The Reich word.
Yes, the Reich word. And it's unclear, and basically because his wife died in the battle against the Nazis,
yep,
he could be seeking revenge.
I see.
But,
Does it pass muster as a Sunday night drama? Does it feel like a Sunday night drama? Is it that where it belongs?
It feels better than a Sunday night drama. Okay. It's better than your sort of Downton Abbey-esque,
yep,
things. It's got more oomph to it.
Hmm. All right, well, look, we're out of time.
That is fine.
But will you be back next week?
I will indeed.
Good. Bring more television.
I will.
Excellent news. Right, that's Sophie doing our work experience punditry for today. And we rounded up the television for you. In the next half an hour of the programme, then, Mark Thomas, the comedian and man, Mark Thomas will be here. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview, but here it'll be. And the big debate at 3 o'clock is coming as well. Drunk people canvass for their opinions on the week's news. Will be happening shortly as well. That's this week's Alco Vox Pops. It's 2:30 though, and here's Victoria with the news, followed by bonus news.
Talk Radio.
The House of Lords will begin debating legislation shortly that will allow Theresa May to start the formal process of leaving the EU. The government doesn't have a majority among peers, many of whom are looking to amend the bill. Petitions regarding Donald Trump's planned state visit to the UK will be debated by MPs in Parliament this afternoon. 1.8 million people signed one against it after Theresa May invited the US president. The tram that crashed in Croydon in November, killing 7 people, was travelling faster than first thought. It was going at 33 miles an hour, quicker than the speed limit of 13. Figures show NHS trusts in England are likely to miss that overspend target for this financial year. They've reported a deficit of £886 million for the first 9 months of the year. The whole yearly target is £580 million. The Islamic State group is claiming a British suicide bomber has blown up a vehicle near the Iraqi city of Mosul. The country's military is undergoing an offensive to retake the west of the city. And GP Badminton says it's staggered to have lost all of its elite funding ahead of Tokyo 2020. UK Sport has rejected its appeal, as well as those from 6 other Olympic and Paralympic sports. Badminton won men's doubles bronze in Rio last year, but UK Sport says it's got less money to distribute. 2004 Olympic silver medalist Gail M says it will put young people off from wanting to take up the sport.
We're going to lose a lot of talented youngsters because of this decision. We just won't be able to have the money to fund them.
The weather, rain moving southeast from Northern Ireland and Scotland into Wales and the Midlands. Dry elsewhere, mild with highs of 14 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
Oh, yeah.
There's more now, for it is time to bring you Victoria's Bonus News. Now, regular listeners will know that Bonus News exists merely to fill time because Victoria has smaller bulletins than she used to have. So we have to make the time up. And we do that with Bonus News. And it's animal news, vegetables, or mineral.
Sorry, what did you say?
Animal news, vegetable news, or mineral news.
Oh, vegetable you were trying to say, were you? Yep. Okay.
And it's been animal news for a while for reasons that are too complex to go into. But anyway, it's all to do with me parcel taping Victoria to a chair while she was reading the news.
Yeah, against my will.
But yeah, but she's now back with everybody's favourite vegetable news. It's Bonus Vegetable News.
Vegetable news. My favourite vegetable is a potato because it has a variety of application methods. What's yours, John?
You're going to answer him?
Yeah. Does he mean favourite potato or favourite application method?
Vegetable.
All right, fine. Good. The music's...
Okay. Yeah, what's going on? It's all going wrong.
It's because this studio. Anyway, what's your vegetable news, Victoria?
You didn't answer my question.
Oh, was it favourite vegetable or favourite method of application?
Yeah.
Which? I'm not
vegetable.
I'm not calling you which.
Vegetable, which is your favourite?
Broccoli.
Oh, that's a good one. Tender stem, purple, or just regular?
I'd like to leave that to your imagination.
Great. Starting off with an update to our hardest-hitting vegetable story, the veg crisis is apparently no more. So courgettes, spinach and iceberg lettuce are all back on the shelves, but it's reportedly because food shops are having to get them from the US because of the poor weather in Spain, which, you know, we all were affected by in January.
Courgette gate, I remember.
Yeah, and lettuce. Mm. Anyway, it's claimed it cost British supermarkets £8 million in just 4 weeks, the vegetable crisis, but we can eat courgettes and an iceberg again. It's fine.
Great.
Samantha Cameron has revealed her husband, former Prime Minister David Cameron, loves tending to his vegetable patch. She said...
Sorry, hang on. Is that a euphemism?
No.
All right. Just checking. Carry on.
Well, how is that a euphemism?
Let's not go into that.
So Sam Cam says he's regularly returning to his old constituency in Whitney in Oxfordshire to keep it looking good because he's got more time on his hands
these
days.
You do have to groom a vegetable patch.
Yes, I bet, John. Mm. And fruit and veg is increasingly being used for art. Produce Business UK has investigated the trend and says it's being used as a promotional tool. For example, Aldi's done it and baby food company Ella's Kitchen's done it. They did a campaign which was Veg for Victory. But they say it goes back some time, as Giuseppe Archimbodo, a 16th century Italian painter, often created portraits made out of veg or fruit.
Yes,
entirely.
He did. Absolutely true, yeah.
Yeah, and I've put a couple of pictures up of some veggie art on my Twitter page.
Oh, here we go.
Victoria_Bourne.
B-O-U-R-N-E.
Thank you. In one of them, you can see the Rio skyline, which was done around the Olympics and Paralympics, and it was made from more than 47 tonnes of fruit and veg. And Christ the Redeemer, the statue, is made out of 8 bananas, 200 grams of blueberries, 8 yellow peppers, 2 plums and 2 bunches of red grapes.
2 plums? Christ's plums? Is that one?
8 bananas?
Oh, you're looking at it, great. There you go.
Christ's plums.
Yeah.
I mean, what have they used the plums for? On Jesus?
Can't see.
Yeah, it doesn't show, because it only shows his back.
That's because they're under the robe. Presumably. I'm not sure that's right.
I'm not sure you're right.
Anyway. Victoria, thank you very much for that.
Nothing.
Whatever it was. Vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Yes. Good. Right, so back with more bonus news tomorrow. Comedian Mark Thomas joining us in the studio very shortly. But we'll have a trail and then we'll meet some drunk people first.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it.
Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash. Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man. Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, drunk people then. Normally, on a Friday or Saturday night, of course, if you were walking past a bar or pub or club which they were falling drunkenly out of, you might ignore them, cross the road, as not to get into any awkward scrapes. Not us, though. What we do on a Saturday or Friday night, as drunk people are falling out of the aforementioned, is shove microphones in their faces to ask them about the previous week's news. Drunk people canvassed for their opinion on the week's news. It is a feature that we like to call Alco Vox Pops. So Friday and Saturday night, then out with our microphones, finding people in the street, and between bouts of them vomiting, here's what we ask them. Excuse me, can I just ask you a couple of questions for the radio, please? Kim Jong-un's half-brother was assassinated. Who would you assassinate?
Nobody, really, because I'm an old hippie and I believe in peace and love.
I'm probably pretty much the same as Wendy. We're too much of pacifists in here. I would say nobody, but it's easy to see Trump and it's easy to see these kind of guys, but no, I would say nobody.
Do you know who... Do you know who came to mind absolutely instantly? This is terrible to say. Donald Trump.
Well, not him, because we had some pretty successful nights out and my bar tab has went up considerably. So probably his other brother, you know, the boy that runs North Korea.
Fenn Cotton. Because she's the most abhorrent, irritating person ever. Like, she thinks that she's funny and, like, cool, and she's got, like, cool opinions about things, but actually she's just the general irritant.
Your mum? No reason, just because she's your mum.
Eamon Holmes. Because Ruth's so much better than Eamon, and it just ruins the dynamic, but she doesn't agree because she likes Eamon. They should just get rid of him and have Rylan on everything. And everything in life, all adverts, all news programmes.
Just got a quick question for you. Scientists say they are close to bringing back the woolly mammoth. What would you bring back?
Some more tops.
Apart from music scenes, which we can invent ourselves, secret bars. Remember secret bars? Do you know? Google secret bars. It's like a kind of a bird's nest of chocolate with a kind of mallow through the middle. It was served on like a cardboard sheet and they were like 50 pence back in the day, but now they're like, I don't, God knows what price they are now, but like they don't exist anymore. They bring them back, secret bars.
Do you know what give away? Wolves. I'd bring back wolves.
Willie, because see, since he got a girlfriend, like, he died way before the woolly mammoth.
Immature.
Ibiza Mania, I bring back Ibiza Mania.
Ibiza Mania.
Phone boxes.
Good old fashioned loving, baby.
You should bring back like nipples, because like in the 90s everyone had the nipples out all the time. Like it was fine to not wear like tape or whatever. Like nipples were like a thing. And like you could just like not wear a bra and like nipples were everywhere and that was great. Like, should you bring that back?
The Beatles.
Oh no. No. Boring, hate them. Cliche, hate them. Awful.
You don't say that when you dance in the cavern, though, do you?
I've never danced in the cavern to the Beatles. I go to the cavern and then they play the Beatles and I'll go home.
Tony Blair is trying to help with Brexit. What's your message to Tony Blair?
Do you remember that time I met you?
No one really gives a shit what Tony Blair's saying. No one cares what Tony Blair's saying. Like, you know, you know what he did. He did Iraq and all those other things. But, like, you know.
You aged really badly.
Oh, again, we're talking politics. It's fine. It's really easy for me to say, oh, Tony Blair. But, yeah, I agree. Stay out of it. It's nothing to do with you anymore. And because time's passed, it doesn't mean that Britain likes you anymore, because we still don't.
Stay out? I mean, Tony Blair is one of the biggest political disasters this country has ever seen. 1997, and he got elected, and New Labour's one of the worst things that could ever happen to this country, in my opinion.
because it's like sort of labour for the far right. Really?
Well, they say you know what Brexit is.
Or Tony Blair.
No, Lionel Blair. Tony Blair.
Listen.
You're the boy with the haircut.
You're the boy with Dusty Pin.
I think we should do it. Listen, if I was Prime Minister...
You always talk about the plant pots that are getting put
if
in
I
the
was,
street.
If I was Prime Minister, the first thing I'd do away with is weekend worker. Monday to Friday, boom, down tools, everybody does the weekend.
Siestas?
Start again the Monday. Siestas. Bring them in.
I assume you're not relevant anymore, so chill out, like...
And that's why you should never ask drunk people anything at all about the week's news. I got about four words of that, I think. As though the sound engineers from BBC One's SSGB made it. Drunk people, canvas for their opinions on the week's news. It's called Alco Vox Pops. It happens around here. Right then, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. It's Monday. Take traffic and travel next. After that, Mark Thomas, comedian Mark Thomas, will be in here. It is a PR exercise dressed up as an interview, and it's next on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Don't do the every day, on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Every Friday morning on the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, find out what happens when you push an ordinary radio producer from the West Midlands to the limit.
Join me, breakfast show producer Alex, as I step into the unknown and experience what the everyday can't.
Find out where being a Royal Navy Reservist takes him. Don't do the every day, on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Do you know how much you've won?
I can't believe it.
You've won £1 million. That's amazing.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Jill is just one of the lucky millionaires made in the Lotto raffle. In every Lotto draw, £1 million must be won. Play makes it possible. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
You can change your religion, change your politics. You can even change your mates. But you can never change your football team. Why do we care so much about the beautiful game? I'm Alfie Allen, your new history teacher. Watch me explore football's journey from a kickabout into a multi-billion pound empire. Football, a brief history by me, Alfie Allen. This Thursday at 10, exclusively to History.
Repeat after me, I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear...
I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear...
...to apply for the marriage allowance tax break...
...to apply for the marriage allowance tax break...
...and save up to £220.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. Apply now at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's a rolling block on the M6 in Cheshire. This is if you're southbound between 19 at Knutsford and 18 for Middlewich. A vehicle has overturned. Two lanes are closed on the southbound M1 at the moment because of an accident near Alfreton between junctions 28 and 27. Air ambulance are actually in attendance in a nearby field. Suffolk's eastbound A14, slow after earlier problems near to the Bury Central interchange, although all the restrictions have been lifted. And in Stockbury in Kent, there's a breakdown on the southbound A249 near the Stockbury roundabout, which is causing delays. I'm Jarena Adams.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. I am what that bit of production just said. It is coming up. It's a time thing. And we bring you hot guest action, as we've been promising. Mark Thomas joins us in the studio now. Hello, Mark Thomas.
Hello. I like being described as hot guest action.
Hot guest action. Is that a first?
I think it probably is, although I have a funny feeling there is a website called that.
If there will be by the end of this.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
With you on the front.
Oh, if only.
Yeah. It's. I mean, in terms of, have you not, I mean, you are, you know, you're a well-known comedian celebrity. Have you never had that?
I wouldn't use the C word.
No. Which one? You've never had that horrible experience, of course, of someone taking your head and putting it on a porn star's body. That's never happened to you on the internet, like it did with...
Not to my knowledge, but I haven't Googled it, to be honest.
Right.
I think it would be sort of, like, quite odd if people did get home and go, is my face on a porn star's body? Search. That would, you know, that is kind of like, that is some dystopian vision of narcissism.
It's, I mean, my name's John Holmes, and of course there was a famous porn star called John Holmes,
indeed,
so that's an awkward... Google. But anyway, thanks for coming in.
That's all right.
How lovely to see you.
It's nice to see you.
So, last time I saw you was in an interview situation, but I don't really remember me telling you, I'm going to tell you again now because there'll be different listeners, that my first ever work experience in radio was to interview you.
Oh, God.
It was my first interview I ever did.
And was I nice?
You were nice.
Oh, great.
You were nice. Thank God for that, because you can put me off for life.
Yeah, no, but you could get the first ever interview I ever did was with you, and now it is my revenge.
And now I get you. No, it was about, I'll tell you what it was for. It was for a Radio 5 documentary about Lenny Bruce.
Okay. Cool.
And so we're going back.
Sorry, I went slightly Brooklyn Nine-Nine there. Are you a Brooklyn Nine-Nine fan?
I have seen it, certainly, yes.
There's a wonderful character called Jake Peralta on it, who does a cool.
Yeah.
And
did,
I suddenly turned into him.
Yeah.
I suddenly turned into him.
But it was about Lenny Bruce, and this would have been in around 1991-ish or 1992 when we made it, or something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, I saw
Lenny Bruce, incredibly interesting sort of figure. I think probably an incredibly iconic figure for comics.
Yeah.
Who, you know, loved that idea that actually you can attack censorship and you can attack a state and actually be effective enough to have so many court cases against you for obscenity.
Yeah.
The idea that you would say something and the police come on stage and arrest you is still something I dream of.
Yeah, and it could be something we're coming back to. I mean, in terms of... how do you view this now? Because there's all this... There's been a lot of articles over the weekend about the effect of satire. Are we post-satire? You know, with all these...
No. We are over-fertilised.
Right.
That's where we are with satire.
Yeah.
We have got organic manure that is being thrown at the garden of satire by the bucket load.
Yeah.
What's fantastic? I mean, actually, what's really interesting is that satire has a real... I was just reading this fantastic book, which I picked up in a charity... I'm a big charity shop fan.
Yeah. I can tell that just by looking at you.
This, my lovely friend, this Ben Sherman long coat with a velvet collar.
Yeah.
£9.95.
That is excellent. Wow. It's a very good coat.
But the point being was, there's a lovely book which is about the Kremlin, about dissent. And one of the first things that Putin did when he was elected was to actually get rid of a spitting image puppet of him. And so it's a very weird thing that satire, people go, oh, it's worthless, it doesn't do anything, and what can it do these days? Well, actually, it's the first thing that sort of dictators and idiots go for. And I think you can tell that it's had an effect on Trump, because Trump is the person saying, Saturday Night Live, terrible, it's not worth it anymore. Well, you've watched it, you idiot,
and it got
under your skin,
and you're
sending out a tweet at 2 o'clock in the morning. I think it's really interesting because actually, when you say this idea of post-truth and post-experts and alternative facts, and then you watch Trump supporters twist themselves into spaghetti hoops to try and find truth in Trump's statement of an attack in Sweden.
Yeah.
And you just think, this is absolutely, this is miraculous. And when the media is distrusted to a degree, actually, satirists have a new currency. we have a new currency, we have a new space and credibility.
Yeah. And you've been doing this for a while. You've always been interested in politics. It's always been your kind of thing. So going back to...
32 years I'll have done it in 30... November. So it's kind of...
Right. Yeah. Because the tour you're doing takes you back to sort of where it all sort of... You got a passion for it.
That's right. The show's called The Red Shed, and it is about a shed in Wakefield called The Red Shed. It's a 47-foot-long wooden socialist shed. And I first started to perform in public there. And it's got this really... One of the great things that it has is... you know, it's 50 years old, right? And we just celebrated its 50th birthday. And you think a wooden shed really shouldn't celebrate 50 years as a club. and what it's a testament to is the bonds that people have within it. And that's where I started to perform. So we used to go and write a show. I say it in the show. We used to write a show in an afternoon and perform it in the evening, refusing to rehearse, believing that to be bourgeois affectation.
Of course.
So we would... And actually, we did do a show. Me and my mates reformed to do a show at the Red Shed a couple of years ago. And one guy saw me and my mate rehearsing in the car park and came out and stood on the step, Quisling! And was just sort of like... Because we had the audacity to rehearse before going on stage. But that's where we used to... That's why I started to perform in public, certainly. And it's always been a sort of... Because I was there during the miners' strike, and so it was a very important sort of political coming-of-age time. So what I did when I started to do this show, I went back up to Wakefield, and I was interviewing people about it and talking about the shed and where it started and 50 years.
Yeah.
And I had a memory of a story, which was at the end of the miners' strike, I was invited to attend a march back. So the miners, end of the strike, 1 year, march back to work... through the villages to the pits. And I can't remember anything about it apart from one thing, which is as we marched up, we go past an old primary school and there are children between the age of 5 and 10 in the schoolyard. And the children are singing through the bars at the miners and they're singing Solidarity Forever at the miners who've been defeated. And it's even now as I speak about it, it's a moment that still resonates.
Mm.
And so when I went back there to celebrate the Red Shed, I thought, okay, this is, we know, we're bored with experts. I want to find out if my story is true. How much of my story is just fabricated? Because you tell a story, you tell it again, you tell it again.
Yep.
You know, bits of the truth fall off and you think, don't matter, it's a good story. You know, your memory, what do you remember when you remember? Do you remember the event or do you remember the last time you remembered it?
Yeah, good point.
So
yeah.
The whole way in which memory works and which we remember
my memory
stories,
of you being nice in that first interview might be false. You may have been horrible.
I think it's fake news. I think it's fake news. I think that's what you're putting me. So I go and try and find this school and try and find the pit village and try and find the children to find out if the story is true and get my mates to come and help me, which is really lovely. And it's great because we get audience on stage. I wrote a show that basically can't happen unless the audience join in.
Right. Bold move.
So they have to come and join me on stage.
Yeah.
They lift up masks, which are photographs of my mates, and we play in tape recordings of them. They don't have tapes anymore, but, you know, that's how old I am.
Yeah.
We have shellac that we play live. And it's all about, it's about collective memory and being post-truth and actually the importance of stories and the importance of actually being right, of being factually right on something.
Yeah. How timely. I mean, did you write this before this whole post-truth shenanigans?
I wrote it. We were writing it when the referendum was happening.
Right.
Okay. And I was writing it up in West Yorkshire Playhouse.
Yep.
And so we were still trying to find the school and find the children while I was actually writing the show. We didn't know how the show was going to end.
Yeah.
So the first time we performed the show, we didn't have an ending. We didn't know what was going to happen. And it's quite exciting doing it that way around because it means you feed in automatically all the stuff that's going around you. And the fact that actually Wakefield was 66% to leave, Barnsley 68%. These are real sort of strongholds. And that was really interesting, the discussions.
What do you make of the theory that Brexit, and indeed Trump to some extent, was a sort of backlash against the liberal elite? It's like, you're not listening to us, so we're going to do this just to kick
you. I think there's certainly some credence there.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you go up you go to the places in Barnsley or you go to the places in Wakefield, which were pit villages, they have been left and abandoned.
Mm.
Right, if you go to Featherstone, Frickley, Fryson, all those places, they are places that were abandoned, and you get all the worst indices for unemployment, educational qualification, all that kind of stuff happens there.
Yeah.
And they have been, those communities have, and what the reason they're abandoned was New Labour had the thing of Scotland will always vote Labour, they thought.
Yeah.
Right? Wales will always vote. The North will always vote Labour. All we have to do is sort out Middle England and we will get into power. And then, of course, that deal fractured and then they had lost. The Labour suddenly found out that they'd lost Scotland,
all the Highlands,
you know, for a generation. And actually, it's interesting to see how that's going to play out now in the North.
We're out of time. We're coming out of time. That went fast.
Sorry, mate. I'm sorry. I just gabbed. Well, I don't know whether it was you gabbing on or me gabbing on.
We both gabbed.
We did gab on a little bit, but it's nice. Fine. I'm glad. You know, I'm really relieved. So far, because people sometimes go, you know, oh, I remember you did. I did this, and I saw you here, and I recorded an interview, or I met you here.
Yeah.
And I really pray I was nice, but I'm going to meet someone who's just going to go, you were
have you
such
ever been an arse in an interview situation? Then?
Yeah, I'm sure I have. Yeah. I mean, you know, I've been performing for 32 years. It's an impossible
time.
Of course I've been an arse. Do you know what I mean? No, I've been perfect every time and gentlemanly. It's also, no, of course I've been an arse.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've walked out of one. I can't remember when, but I'm sure I have.
Wouldn't me. It's fine.
Oh, no.
You can do it now if you want. I mean, if you want to just get out.
I've had enough of this. I will not tolerate vegetable-based comedy, nor will I see the mocking of drunks.
Mark Thomas, The Red Shed. Website, tour dates, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Probably. Good, there
I
you go.
Should have gone.
Yeah. Come on, what are you doing? Mark Thomas has stormed out. He's gone. Right, so you can go to his website. You can find out the dates for The Red Shed. In the next bit of the programme, the big debate after 3 o'clock this afternoon. Of course, other guest action. And this is the actor... what's his name? I think, you know, Thingy out of that film. Thingy out of that film
Dane.
Joins us. Thanks, Dane DeHaan. Joins us before 4 o'clock as well. And we'll have a diversity paper review today. Marta, who is foreign, will be going through the newspapers. It's Talk Radio. It's a Monday. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
At Jet2 Holidays, we want to help you get this summer sorted. With just a £60 deposit, you can book your next family holiday right now. Don't miss out on free child places and amazing family rooms too. So if you want to enjoy great destinations, 2 to 5-star hotels and great value for money, book now with Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In February, we've got 10 litres of Leyland Trade Contract Matte Emulsion for only £9.99. Now, that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
It is, yes. Good afternoon. Just gone 3 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, laws to debate Brexit bill, more Trump protests and no Olympic funding for 7 sports.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has urged peers not to hold up the delivery of Brexit. The House of Lords is due to debate the legislation that will allow the Prime Minister to start the official process of leaving the EU, something she intends to do by the end of next month. These people, originally from Europe, are demonstrating in Parliament Square to protect their right to stay in the UK.
I live in Liverpool, I'm French, and I come here to defend the right of the EU citizen.
I've been here for 13 years, work full-time, I have a British-born child. As the rules are, I wouldn't even qualify for permanent residency.
We are here legally, and the government should guarantee our rights to stay here. We're human beings.
Protests are expected across the UK against Donald Trump this afternoon. MPs will debate a motion backed by almost 2 million people against the US president's planned trip. Conservative MP Nadeem Zahawi, who was born in Iraq, was affected by Mr. Trump's travel ban, but he agrees with a state visit.
The Saudi king, the Kuwaiti prince, Mr. Putin has been on a state visit. So why would it be wrong for us to welcome our greatest ally? And I'd like to get closer to Mr. Trump and explain to him why he's wrong. As my Prime Minister said, to ban people from those seven countries, it would be counterproductive.
A report into a tram crash that killed seven people in London in November has found it was going faster than previously thought. It was travelling at 46 miles an hour in Croydon. That's more than treble the speed limit. A British Islamic State group fighter has reportedly carried out a suicide bombing near Mosul. The bomber, named by IS as Abu Zakariya al-Britani, is said to have detonated an explosive-filled vehicle in a village to the south of the Iraqi city. And UK Sport has rejected appeals from seven sports which have been denied elite funding for Tokyo 2020. Badminton is the highest profile of them after having lost all of its money for the new cycle, despite winning bronze at last year's Rio Olympics.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain moving southeast from Northern Ireland and Scotland into Wales and the Midlands. Dry elsewhere, but mild everywhere. John, what are you doing?
No, I was just...
It seems like you're mimicking the... Like taking the mick out of the weather.
I would never take the mick out of the weather. I would not do that.
Then explain that weird noise you're making.
No, it was just a noise. I was just looking for something.
Do you do that every time you're searching for something?
Yes.
That's weird. Highs of 14 degrees. The end.
Okay. Victoria there with the... What?
What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
He was going, so pretend you're reading the weather...
Ooh, I'm the weather.
That's what he was doing. I didn't appreciate it.
She didn't. She's got new glasses, look.
Oh, yeah.
They're like Barry Cryer's.
Yes, you've already said this, John. Thank you. Anything new to say?
No.
Then why don't you do the sport?
Do you remember Joe 90?
Yes. Okay, that's new. I'll take that.
Okay, there's the...
It's my star inspiration.
The news and weather there with Victoria 90. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport, which today, Ben's pre-recorded sport
nah,
is...
Nah, 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 nah.
So childish. Live nah, 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 from a nah, primary nah, school nah, music nah, class... Nah, nah, nah. With Slash out of Guns N' Roses.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger insists he'll play a strong side at non-league Sutton in the FA Cup this evening. The Gunners are hosted by the National League strugglers in their last 16 tie, with fifth-tier leaders Lincoln City awaiting the winners. Wenger wants to move on from the 5-1 Champions League thumping by Bayern Munich last week.
The FA Cup is one of our targets, and it's the next game, you know, and... For us to bounce back after the game we had, is of course, it becomes a very important game, but it always was in my head.
There's one game in the Sky Bet Championship this evening, with Newcastle looking to return to the top of the table against lowly Aston Villa. Steve Bruce's side have lost their last four league matches and haven't won in the division since Boxing Day. Finally, rugby. Richard Cockerell will become Edinburgh head coach this summer on a two-year contract, replacing acting boss Duncan Hodge. The former England international was sacked as Leicester's director of rugby last month. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Ben there. We're the sport live from a primary school music class. Where Slash from Guns N' Roses was also in the lesson. Still to come on the programme, actor Dane DeHaan. He's in The Cure for Wellness, the new Gore Verbinski film. He'll be joining us. before 4 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now it's time for the big debate. So, as the Lords take to their upper house to fiddle with the government's Brexit bill, which makes a change from fiddling with the residents of 1970s children's homes, it seems that although there may well be a series of tabled amendments, the bill will pass through the House for the most part unchallenged. Now, despite being able to set law, critics, Remainers mostly, say that the House of Lords lacks teeth, and of course that's true, as many of them are old. And let us just bring you the breaking news that this afternoon proceedings have been interrupted to the Brexit bill passing through the House of Lords. The vote was halted to have a moment of silence to remember the people of Sweden, to whom nothing happened over the weekend, something rightly condemned by President Donald Trump. On the line, having heard me say the word teeth there, is Simon. Good afternoon, Simon.
Yeah, hello, John.
Hello there. Thanks for calling Talk Radio. You've heard me say the word teeth there, but it's not teeth you're concerned with, is it? It's more it's more what holds teeth in. I understand you've told our researchers that you are, let me get this right, you don't think we should have gums anymore and you think that they should all be jailed. Is that right?
That's absolutely right, John. I don't like gums at all. In fact, they set my teeth on edge.
Right. But gums don't kill people, do they? Rappers do.
Yeah, but they get in the way. See, I get in the way of my ambitions, my lifetime ambition. I'd rather carry my teeth around in a bag.
Yep.
Then I could just live forever on coconut milk.
Right.
Drunk through a straw.
Yeah.
Held by a lovely lady from Polynesia.
Right.
That's why I don't like gums.
Okay, well, hold that slightly misogynistic thought. Just while I bring in Marjorie. Hello, good afternoon, Marjorie.
Oh, hello, dear. Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for calling up. Are you a lovely lady in Polynesia?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, my hearing's not so good, Mr. Holmes. You'll have to move a little closer. I can't see you.
Right, I said, never mind. Do you favour gums, Marjorie? Simon, you've heard him there. He'd rather carry his teeth, and I think does, his teeth round in a bag than have gums to hold them in. Where do you stand with the whole gum debate, Marjorie?
Oh, I'm very much for gums, young Mr. John. Yes, they keep my false teeth nice and firm in my mouth,
yep,
so I can give my grandchildren big sloppy kisses. So, yes, I like my gums exactly where they are.
Right, so you wouldn't necessarily want them taken away from you, which is what Simon's suggesting.
Oh, no, no, don't take my gums away. You're not going to take my gums away, are you?
No, I'm not, because I'm not trained to do so. But, of course, if what happens is, we know about, you've been probably hearing about it today, Marjorie. Do you pay council tax, Marjorie?
Oh, only when I have enough money to do so.
Right, well, what's going to happen, you see, because you're elderly, is that the council tax is going to pay for your care, Marjorie. But, but if there's not enough of it, they're going to come and take your gums in the night.
My gums?
Oh, yeah.
In the night as well?
Yes.
Oh, but that's when I don't have my guns handy for protection.
Yeah, well, Simon, let me bring you back in here, because I know you're in favour of this, aren't you?
Absolutely.
It's jobs for, and it is, you know, jobs for tooth fairies. Now, tooth fairies, of course, you know, their job is to collect teeth. But the talk is now, of course, to open it up and say, no, they can have gums away as well. They might as well. They're already in the mouth and under the pillow. They might as well take the gums while they're there. And it's extra work for tooth fairies, right?
Well, it is, but, you know, the tooth fairies are very good at that, creeping around at night, grabbing teeth where they can.
Yep.
Quite a youthful lad, the tooth lady.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good. So, Marjorie, let me ask you this.
Hang on, Mr. John, I can't see you. I need to get my glasses on.
Go on, then. Let me give you a moment.
Oh, there you are. Yes, I can see the radio now.
Right, you ready now?
Yes.
Okay. Would you wear gumboots? You've heard of gumboots, haven't you?
What? Gumboots?
Gumboots, like Wellingtons.
Oh, yes, gumboots.
Boots made from human gums. Would you wear them? Would you happily...
I don't wear boots. They're a little too big for me. I'm wearing a lovely pair of gum slippers at the moment.
Right, so these are slippers that are made out of human gums?
Human, fox, and rabbit gums.
Right. Which, of course, on the during London Fashion Week, as it is last week, a lot of these mouth accessories were being sported by the models, weren't they? Shoes and boots made out of human gums. We saw scarves made out of testicle skin. You don't mind that much? I mean, is it cruel?
I know that, you know, there are some organisations like PETA who will have a problem, but I think it's wonderful that the London Fashionistas have decided, rather than to apologise, just to go full on and use every bit of the animal. It's very Native American of them.
Yeah. Simon, against gums, against the causes of gums?
I'm against gums and the causes of gums. I mean, there have been some alternatives, right? I mean, people have tried fruit gums, which just look ridiculous.
Yep.
And there was wine gums, which just, you know, dribble down the face everywhere.
Well, it wouldn't hold the teeth in, would it?
No, it was ridiculous. It didn't work at all. People got drunk, but didn't really work. And then there was the interesting one is what I like is xanthan gum.
The what, sorry?
Which is xanthan gum.
Yeah.
It's like a popular food thickening agent.
Yeah.
It's made from ground-up xanthans, who are aliens from the planet Xanth.
Yes.
Instead of grinding up food, we could just thicken it and then kind of like lip it off in big chunks.
Right. So you take the gums out of the mouth and and just line it with this gum, the gum you're talking about.
Xanthan gum.
Xanthan gum. And then hold
it's a popular food thickening agent.
And you'd hold the teeth in with that.
No, I don't need teeth. It would just thicken the food.
Yeah.
And then you bite down hard.
But Simon, without teeth, how would I be able to nibble off the wrapper of my Werther's original?
That brings to mind quite an image there, Marjorie. Quite a distracting image, I have to say. But
distracting? Are you single, Simon?
I don't know. Are you from Polynesia?
Let's leave that there for a moment and move on to this argument, because I think this is quite interesting. You've heard of gummy bears, of course. Now,
bouncing here and there and everywhere.
Well, don't they? And there's a problem with that. I mean, these are bears. You get black bears, brown bears, Asiatic bears, grizzly bears, gummy bears, of course. Now, the number of deaths attributed to gummy bears. Now, these are bears, of course, in the wild that are attracted to humans by the smell of their gums. And the number of deaths is none. And I wonder if you think that's not enough, Simon.
I know, it's because gummy bears, right, they were really popular back in the 90s.
Yeah, well...
But they all died of starvation, no teeth.
No, but the problem is now, is because as soon as you open them, the packet, the bears are hungry... and will kill anyone who opens the packet of the bear. And so I just wonder where you know, whether you think that's, again, a good thing. You know, we bring down the number of people in the world, don't we? And we've got fewer gums.
Well, a large plank of wood would do, you know, if you want to start bringing down people, or a rock. I mean, gummy bears, they're made of gums, and, you know, we should just put them in a big hole in the ground and bury them.
Oh, no!
The ones that are left.
No. Gummy bears are dashing and daring, courageous and caring, faithful and friendly, and they've got stories to share.
You're erring on the side of romanticism there.
Yeah, and also, that's racist. Now, can I just bring you... Have you heard about these trials they're doing in Sweden at all? Have you heard about this?
Wait, trials in Sweden?
I looked up www.isanythinghappeningin.swedenespeciallytrials.com.
Yes.
And they said nothing.
Well, wait.
Nothing
at all. You say that, but...
No trials. No, nothing.
Hang on a minute.
Nothing
but,
at all.
No. But you say that, but you have a listen to this. And this is not my word, but the word of the President of the United States.
You look at what's happening last night in Sweden. Sweden. Who would believe this? Sweden. They took in large numbers. They're having problems like they never thought possible.
That's right. And what's happened there is, as Donald Trump rightly said last night in Sweden, all of the trials they were doing were killed by terrorists. So all of them. I mean, every, that's immigrants for you. right?
Yeah, but he sounds like he's just trying to frighten a load of gummy bears there, doesn't he?
Yeah, no, it's
I think he's surrounded.
It's a contentious issue. I mean,
Mr. Trump didn't want to
shut up.
Want sweet.
Shut up now, you old
you're
witch. Shut up, Marjorie, you old witch. Now, look.
Yeah, shut up, Marjorie.
Shut up, both of you. Can you just sum up? We're running out of time. Can you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Marjorie?
Gingivize.
Thank you, Simon.
Karamazov.
Good. Right, that's interesting, isn't it? Both points of view there from Marjorie and Simon about whether or not we need gum. Do we need gum control in 2017? Post-Brexit Britain, we've got Scrabble now and theatre programmes, so do we need gums anymore? What do you think? You know what they think? But let's throw it out there to you. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's the big debate on Talk Radio, and I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Don't ignore the workplace. It's the law to have a work. Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work. You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah, finally. I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
You can change your religion, change your politics. You can even change your mates. But you can never change your football team. Why do we care so much about the beautiful game? I'm Alfie Allen, your new history teacher. Watch me explore football's journey from a kickabout into a multi-billion pound empire. Football, a brief history by me, Alfie Allen. This Thursday at 10, exclusively to History.
Beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design, now from just $199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's restrictions for the M6 in Cheshire. This is south between 19 at Knutsford and 18 for Middlewich. A vehicle overturned. Traffic was held when the incident happened around 2:30. I think you are being released past the scene, albeit very slowly. The M1 in Derbyshire is struggling because of an accident around junction 28 for Alfreton, where two of the four lanes are closed. So looking very slow on the approach to that. And a lorry's broken down on the M5 in Gloucestershire. One lane's out of action northbound between 14 at Thornbury and 13 at Stroud. I'm Joanna Adams.
BT's 10-day unmissable sale is now on. Get unlimited BT Infinity Fibre broadband with unlimited UK weekend calls and save an incredible £126 over 12 months. Plus, get champion deals on BT Sport and watch exclusive live games from the Premier League, UEFA Champions League, Emirates FA Cup and UEFA Europa League. But hurry, BT's 10-day unmissable sale must end Thursday the 23rd of February. Join today. Visit bt.com/sale to find out more.
Prices and content may change. New BT broadband and BT Sport customers 12-month terms. Saving versus previous 12 months. New customer subscription charge subject to availability. Pay direct debit. Exclusions and terms apply.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I'm John Holmes. A lot of your reactions coming into today's big debate. Do we need gums in this day and age? A lot of advocates, of course, for gum control. A lot of people saying no. I think the First Amendment, whichever amendment it is, whatever amendment it is in America that deals with gums, stands. You should be able to buy gums over the counter and use them to bite people, even if you are mentally ill. That is what a lot of the pro-gum lobby say, of course. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. John, if we eradicate gums, then we're eradicating gingivitis. Without gingivitis, how will ginger people be conceived? Mm. Very interesting point there. Joe Strummer's also said, John, you can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer to, oh, the gums of Brixton.
Thank you very much. And this is interesting as well. John, the people that want to keep gums are just goody-goody gum drops. And the people that want to get rid of them are baddy-baddy-bad gum drops. That's come in there from Confused. And John, of course, all this talk of gum control, but remember the right to bear arms. And, of course, gummy bears have arms. So that makes some kind of sense. Right, if you've got a reaction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I think we need to do a diversity paper review. Now, regular listeners will know that the diversity paper review is simply this. It's a paper review.
Yeah, so all of the radio stations do paper reviews, don't they, John?
Yes, they do. But as in the afternoon, we get a different diversity doing it each day because it makes us the most diversity-friendly programme on the bloody radio. And the box we're ticking today is that of foreign. And the foreign, if we're going to be specific, is the foreign is Spanish foreign, and it's Marta today. Hello, Marta.
Hola.
Now, Marta is through the glass there, because she's pressing buttons today as well. She's multitasking like a woman can.
Yes. Correct.
Also another diversity for you there. Marta, but you need to come in here to do the pay-per-view.
The papers are all in here.
Yeah, and you're out there.
I see the problem. Yeah, I shall come in.
Okay.
Can you feel for about 20 seconds?
Not really.
You can try.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
I haven't got anything to say.
Oh, no.
Oh, I've got... Oh, no. Oh, no,
hang on.
You've just realised that you haven't put your own microphone on.
You have to go back and do it. So we were filling. It's fine. You go back.
No, go. You go back. And
we were filling. Fine. Don't worry. Oh no.
Here we go. Well, sorry.
Did you forget to put your own microphone on and then have to go back and come back?
Yes, but you know why that happened? Because I'm very ill, John.
Have you caught ill?
I've caught you ill.
I was ill last week.
Yeah.
I'm still a little bit ill now.
But I've got most of it now.
Yeah, so you've got my ill.
Yes.
Oh, sorry about that. It's close right. Proximity, Marta. We work in a tiny airless studio.
Yeah, we need to stop sharing a toothbrush, John. Yep. I keep telling you.
That's right. Although we don't both share it in the same end. Right, so Marta's got the Marta's got the papers, everybody. I don't know.
We don't do that.
I looked at Steve Wright's listening figures, and I figured if it works for him, why don't we do that? It's a big show, everybody. It's a big show.
Having fun.
Not. Marta, what's in the papers, Marta?
Oh, well, lots of things. Yeah. But we're going to the page 29 of the Daily Mail first, because when was the last time you had some water?
The last time I had some water?
Yeah.
To drink or bathe in?
To drink.
Earlier today. Earlier. This morning.
Did you pay for it?
No. Got it out of a tap.
Good.
Well, technically, then I have paid for it. Because, you know, water rates. But
yes, but it's not. It wasn't bottled water.
No.
Okay. Well, if you fancied some bottled water, and if you fancied some iceberg water...
Yes.
You can go to a very famous luxury department store in London, which I'm not going to name.
Harrods?
Yeah.
Okay.
Other ones are available. And buy a bottle of iceberg water for £80.
£80?
Yes.
But is it water from an iceberg? Someone's chipped off an iceberg, melted?
Yes. So basically, there's this company that claim that the water that they make and sell for £80 is especially pure because it's harvested from the icebergs of Svalbard or something like that.
Svalbard? Off the top of Norway?
Yes, yes. Mm. There you go. Okay. Yeah, well, travel man. I'm not. And, yeah, which is an... I can't read this word, so I'm going to skip it. It's a thing between...
Archipelago?
Yeah.
Thank you. I didn't even read that. I just knew it.
Well, I know the word, but I can't... How do you
what
say
What is it in Spanish? It's archipelago.
It's archipiélago.
There you go. You just do it in Spanish. If you just do it in Spanish if you want.
Okay, so it's an archipiélago between northern Norway and the northern pole. And basically, they just get these icebergs and fill bottles of water with them.
Yes.
And they sell them for £80.
That's utterly irresponsible, isn't it? Because I thought we were losing ice. I thought the point, we're losing the ice.
Well, we're not losing it. We're just selling it at...
So that's why the ice is shrinking. It's nothing to do with global warming or climate change. It's because Harrods... Are we on safe legal ground here? Harrods have deliberately gone. Mohammed Al-Fayed.
No, see, I'm wondering whether they've just been sold it by someone else who's gone and...
Somebody on behalf of Harrods.
Not on behalf of, I think it maybe already happened.
Somebody has gone to icebergs.
Yes.
Right, and the ice cap, and he's putting it in bottles to sell to idiots.
Yes.
Now, the thing is, right, did you see in the news today that the first experiment of they're taking an icebound ship... and letting it drift its way with the ice across the top of the world to find out the extent of how fast and far it moves and do
the experiment. Right.
It's the first time it's ever happened. Right. And they're going to find out, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's just people poncing around getting artisan water from the iceberg.
But I don't know, because it's the kind of thing, because who owns the icebergs? Like, do they belong to certain countries?
Certain countries do.
Depends on where.
Do claim areas of it. Yes, that is true.
But does that mean that I can go up to Norway and say, oh, this piece of ice, that's mine, I'm going to sell it? Am I allowed to do that?
Well, give it a try. And if no one stops you, then yes. But hang on, shouldn't we be adding to the ice? I thought the problem was that there was a... Why don't we take all the bottled water from the shelves everywhere...
Freeze it.
Go up there, pour it onto the ice where it will freeze, thus making the ice cap bigger. Why has no one come to me for the solution to climate change? Right? So you just take all the water that there is, not all of it, because we need some, but, some water, like a bottle of Evian, right? And we go up there, we all take one each, more than that, more as many as you can carry in your pockets, just pour it onto the edge of the ice. And it melts, making... freezes.
It melts?
No, freezes. Don't mean idiot. And making the ice bigger, thus solving the problem of global warming. Easy.
Why didn't you come up with this years ago, John?
I don't know. I just took this to kickstart my idea. But, that makes sense, doesn't it?
It does make sense.
There we go.
Although you would need loads and loads and loads of water.
Yeah, but little by little, drop by drop.
But then, where would you get the water that you need to drink water?
Out of bottles of Evian. The supermarkets sell them.
They take all the water.
Some sort of idiot. They sell it in the shops. Harrods sell it for £80.
£80?
Yeah, so buy that, take it back.
I don't know. If I bought a bottle of this water, I would keep it. I wouldn't drink it.
Spit would work.
You'd keep it. What's the point, then?
Well, then what's the point of drinking £80 of water?
Rehydration.
Spit. Just spit it. Just any liquid that freezes, right? Go up there. We could all go up there.
That would melt it, surely.
No.
Yeah.
Not if you weed on a mattress in a Moscow hotel room, for instance. Take it up... Right, here's what we do, right? We all urinate on a mattress, right? Okay. We take it up to the North Pole. We put the mattress on the ice, and we jump up and down on it till by then would be cold wee. Comes out, freezes, makes the ice thicker. Boom, solved it. Climate change. Climate, no change, more like.
But it would be like a yellow iceberg.
Don't eat it.
Yeah, that would...
Turn people away.
Not sperm.
No.
Sperm doesn't freeze.
I didn't say that.
Sperm doesn't freeze at the same rate.
How do you know that?
Yeah, how do you know?
You should see my mattress.
I don't want to see your freezer.
It's healthy for when I'm old and it runs out. People freeze sperm all the time. What's wrong with that? People do.
You do it professionally, don't you?
Yeah, you can't do a place.
You don't just...
You just get one of those
ice tray.
It's fine, although I'll be honest with you, there have been dinner party mistakes. Anyway!
Shall I go in there under the knees?
Could you come back after that and do the rest of the paper review?
I can do, yeah.
Marta, we've just got to sit here now while Marta goes
out
to the...
We've got to fill again.
We've got to fill the time while Marta goes and presses the news. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
He's pressing the news.
We can't hear Victoria because microphone's off and Marta isn't quite off. At the
she's just
point.
She's a little off mic, that is.
Yeah. She's just having a quick...
Yeah, she's back.
Chilled.
There she is.
Oh, hi.
Right, pick
I
it
think,
up now.
I think
pick
that
it up
means
now.
We're ready.
Okay, here we go. And in three, two... You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoon. Marta back with more diversity paper review next on Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister says she doesn't want to see anyone holding up what the British people want when it comes to leaving the EU. The House of Lords is debating the Brexit bill. Some are expected to try and make amendments, including one which allows EU citizens already in the UK to stay, whether Theresa May gets a reciprocal guarantee or not. Jamie Philpott employs many Europeans at his cleaning business.
Just want people to recognise the importance of what they put into us. You know, not just my company, but the economy in general. They put a lot of hard work in and, you know, they deserve better credit for what they get.
Tens of thousands of people are expected to join protests across the country against President Trump this afternoon. MPs are going to debate whether he should be granted a state visit to the UK. An interim report into a fatal tram crash in South London has found the vehicle was going nearly four times the speed limit when it came off the tracks. Seven people were killed and 51 injured in Croydon last November. NHS trusts in England have reported a deficit of almost £900 million for the first 9 months of the financial year. Figures from the data arm of the health service show that's already £300 million behind the target they want to hit by the end of March. UK Sport has rejected the appeals of all seven sports which had funding denied or cut for the period leading up to Tokyo 2020, Olympics and Paralympics. Badminton's lost all of its elite funding. The weather, some occasional rain in the south and parts of Scotland tonight, more persistent across Wales with lows of 5 degrees. Tomorrow cold in the north to start with, then turning wet and windy. Mild again further south, but rather cloudy and damp at times. Why are you doing it again?
I'm not.
Well, I saw your mouth moving.
No, that
and
was...
I heard an annoying noise. That's not very nice, John.
Nothing, joking.
You're not, though.
Like your new glasses.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think you're lying to me. You're just going to come up with another
no.
man wearing big specs that I look similar to.
No, not at all.
Because you can't think of one. Another one. Highs of 12 degrees.
Michael Caine.
More in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria. Victoria there with the news. In her new glasses. So, in the next bit of the programme, Dane DeHaan, the Hollywood actor, joins us. He's in the new film, the Gore Berbinsky film, A Cure for Wellness. He'll be joining us in the studio to talk about that film. And Marta will be back in a moment with the Diversity Paper Review. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
From EastEnders to the Middle East. We meet the man who delights in putting himself in harm's way, who's just come back from the migrant camps in the Middle East with a tale or three to tell. That's Ross Kemp with me, Paul Ross, on the next Full Set Breakfast. Ross on Ross from 6.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it's Soul Radio. Yes, it is. And we're in the middle of the Diversity Paper Review with Marta, who is a foreign and thus ticking that particular box. She's going through the paper. She's now got to come back in here.
Hi.
Hi. Because she's multitasking today. She presses the buttons. She does the paper review. Does the paper review. She presses the buttons.
And I'm also very ill.
She's also very ill. You know what's going to happen, though, don't you? Because I was ill, then you're ill. Because it all started with Sam Delaney being ill.
Yeah.
And now it's just going to go round again.
I know. It's just, Cornelius, is he ill?
No, I'm feeling fine. The prime of my life.
He will be ill.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's had a week off. So you, we've already talked about, I've solved global warming.
Yes, you basically
the last
have.
10 minutes of the programme. And where are we going now?
So we're going to the eye. Is it the I? Do you say the I? The in? I don't know.
What would you say in Spain?
E.
Okay, let's do that.
Page 19 of the E.
Yeah.
Calls for moon to be upgraded to planet.
What?
Shall I say it in Spanish?
Yes.
Piden que la luna sea renombrada como planeta.
Oh, planet!
Yeah! Oh. Yeah.
interesting.
So basically, there are some people that are requesting the moon to be considered a planet.
The moon's not a planet, it's a moon.
Who even cares?
I do care.
I mean, honestly, what matter does it... Like, it's just a different name for a thing.
Well...
Who's devoting their life to... Or even any time of their life to go, no, you see the moon, that's a planet, not a moon. Or it should be called... Who cares? Who honestly cares?
Would we have to call it planet? Oh, there's a full planet.
I don't care. It's just, it's still there, isn't it? It's not going to affect anything except some paperwork. Stupid idea.
Well, and I think it's a bad idea as well. Because...
Is this just PR for the new series of Blue Planet?
No.
That was announced today?
No.
Okay, just check.
It's just... Yes.
Because there's a blue moon. You saw me standing alone. Without a dream in my heart. Without a love of my own. And that, there's a blue planet. Why? It's not a planet, it's a moon, it's called the moon.
It doesn't matter. It's not like it gets a different tax code.
So, this is because there's one guy at NASA that has redefined the definition
of planet.
Well,
he should be fired.
I think you should go to NASA and fire him.
I will.
I think that would make a great feature.
You can't call it the sun anymore. It's a star.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah, I mean.
It's a local star. So why is he... I don't understand. Why is he...
Because some guy at NASA has changed the definition of planet.
Yeah.
And under that definition, Pluto would be a planet as well, because we know that Pluto's not a planet anymore.
He's a dog.
Well, yeah. But they're not that Pluto. Like, the one in the sky. I was going to say something really silly.
Go on, John. Go on.
What?
I know what you want to say.
What will I want to say?
Just say it.
No.
Say
I'm
it.
Not saying it.
Go on. No. Fine, don't. I'd prefer you not to say it.
But now I know what he was going to say.
What's Uranus? Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a planet.
Yeah. The rings around it. No, that's Saturn.
No, that's Saturn. I think Uranus has got moons around it as well. It's got an orbit and, you know, it's got moons around
it. You shouldn't put chewing gum there.
Shall we move on?
Yeah.
42% ready to die saving pets. Do you guys have pets?
Yes.
No.
Would you die to save your pet?
No.
No.
Me neither. But therefore, 2% of people are asked in a survey that would. And I think that's really weird.
Well, I mean, people do care a lot about pets. We know that. That's fine. And you know, people care a lot about animals. And often people care more about animals than humans in a lot of cases. But people dying to save a pet. I mean, I'd attempt to rescue a pet if it was in trouble.
Ooh, definitely.
You know, obviously, you know, I'd fetch something out of a canal or a burning house.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, what scenarios are they painting whereby one would die for a pet?
Well, it's just like, yeah.
It's just stupid, though.
It's just basically...
Are you reading it for the first time now?
Yes, because I'll tell you what's happened today.
You've had to do two jobs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's not
good. That's fine. I mean, this is all pay-per-views are like this.
So basically, I got not Alan. Is it not Alan?
Not Alan.
Yeah. Hey, he's our assistant producer today.
I thought he was called Albert, by the way.
Albert?
Yeah. Apparently he's called Alistair. Yeah, anyway.
Is Albert even a word? What is Albert in Spanish?
So I'm trying to say Albert.
Albert? Yeah, all right.
A-L-B-E-R-T.
Spanish are weird. Go on.
So yeah, I thought that was his name, but it's not his name. But anyway, I got him and Matilda.
Yes.
To get the stories for me, because I didn't have time, because I was pressing
buttons. If you die for your pet...
Yes.
The pet's just going to die later, because there's no one to feed it.
So it's a selfish act.
Yeah, can you it's get a guardian? Stupid act.
No, but can you get a guardian for your pet?
I don't think a newspaper would...
Is this in The Guardian?
Oh, no, sorry. This is in the Daily Mirror, page 12.
Oh.
But, yeah, can you get a guardian for your pet?
He can't read.
Plus, he's quite right wing.
Yeah. My pet likes the mail.
That was funny.
Is that the end of the paper review?
It can be. Yeah.
Let's say it is. Yeah. Why don't... Marta's now going to go back in there and press the buttons.
What you should do now is throw to the ads now and see how long it takes her.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, Travelling and Travel next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
The
you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers, and you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again.
No, no, no!
Shh, Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
Yeah, so you've matched a £1 million raffle number, so congratulations.
Goodness me, I don't believe that.
You will when you receive the cheque.
Oh my God, I'm shaking. I really cannot believe it.
You probably won't until you have that cheque in your hands.
Lovely.
Kath is just one of the lucky millionaires made in the Lotto raffle. In every Lotto draw, £1 million must be won. Play makes it possible. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Long delays for the M6 in Cheshire with two lanes still closed between 19 and Knutsford and 18 for Motherwich. That's after a complete stop on traffic for the recovery of an overturned vehicle. It's in the roadworks area. The accident on the M1 in Derbyshire has been recovered, but there's southbound delays from Tibshelf down to 27 at Hucknall. The M6 south near Birmingham's busy. A lane's out because of an accident between junction 6 for Spaghetti and 5 for Castle Bromham. And there's a breakdown on the M5 in Gloucestershire, which means one lane's closed northbound between 14 at Thornbury and 13 at Stroud. I'm Jarena Adams.
BT's 10-day unmissable sale is now on. Get unlimited BT Infinity Fibre broadband with unlimited UK weekend calls and save an incredible £126 over 12 months. Plus, get champion deals on BT Sport and watch exclusive live games from the Premier League, UEFA Champions League, Emirates FA Cup and UEFA Europa League. But hurry, BT's 10-day unmissable sale must end Thursday the 23rd of February. Join today. Visit bt.com/sale to find out more.
Prices and content may change. New BT broadband and BT Sport customers 12-month terms. Saving versus previous 12 months. New customer subscription charge subject to availability. Pay direct debit. Exclusions and terms apply.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout. A stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortar board to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Dane DeHaan, Hollywood actress, man, joins us in the next 10 or 15 minutes when we can get a hold of him. And he will be talking about his new film, A Cure for Wellness, which, of course, is directed by Gore Verbinski. Before that, however, I've been looking through the newspapers.
Have you?
Yes, here's one. Because we were looking through them with Marta, weren't we?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, I've been doing as well.
Just done a paper review.
That's right, a lot of news there. The Lords, of course, the House of Lords at the moment are looking at Article 50. They may want to table amendments to it. We don't know what they are yet. They're doing a couple of days debating on the Article 50 triggering. That's going through the House of Lords at the moment. We know about the terrible things that have not happened in Sweden over the weekend. We've been talking about this quite a lot today. Of course, what an awful, awful, awful state of affairs in that Scandinavia, the poor people of Sweden, where literally nothing of any note has happened over the weekend. And Donald Trump, of course, has been talking about those shocking non-events. If you've got somebody, by the way, that you do know who lives in Sweden, or maybe is in Sweden, that may not have been affected by what didn't happen, then, of course, you can get in touch with us on our special helpline this afternoon. 03444991000 is the number if you'd like to get in touch about that. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. A lot of people can't, Cornelius, and it's one of the reasons that we are here to help on a daily basis between 1 and 4 in the afternoon on Talk Radio. And we do that by analysing the news through Oriental short form verse. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Opens up about split, which I think is a bit personal.
The news in haiku.
That's what it said on the metro. She's been talking about her leaving her boyfriend.
I read it, yes. Kylie's love split.
Mm.
Yes, I read it. So, the Sam Delaney that there is, he will be along shortly to tell us about his drive time programme, which happens between 4 and 7 in the afternoons. I knew that. That's right. Tomorrow on the programme. What are we doing tomorrow? Oh, Max and Ivan tomorrow on the programme.
Mm-hmm.
The comedians. Is this another PR exercise dressed up as an interview?
It's absolutely that.
Okay, fine. So they'll be joining us on the programme tomorrow. We'll also be talking about an international radio festival. I haven't told you about this yet.
What?
Yeah, anyway, we will. So details of that tomorrow. Other things tomorrow as well, probably.
Plenty.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Well, all that's coming tomorrow then, so that's to look forward to, isn't it? Let's say Sam Delaney on the way. But now, guest action. Earlier we spoke to the comedian Mark Thomas, who was in here as PR dressed up as an interview. But now let's talk Hollywood film on Talk Radio. Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and I promised you hot guest action, and once more, I deliver it to you. I'm very pleased to welcome to the programme an actor who played Boy on Bike in the 2003 comedy It's a Wily World, although those scenes were deleted, and someone who, for me, will always be the definitive Vincent Beckwith in one episode of Law & Order Special Victims in 2008. Hello, Dane DeHaan.
You're too kind. How's it going?
Very well, thank you. Well, we're not going to dwell on those career highlights, Dane, but instead talk about your new film, because this is A Cure for Wellness, directed by Gore Verbinski, and, well, you might as well tell us about it, because, you know, that's what you're here for.
Sure, it's a mind-bending psychological thriller. I play a guy named Lockhart. He works for a Wall Street firm that's in turmoil, and the CEO of the company has gone to a spa in the Swiss Alps and hasn't come back. So as a young up-and-comer in the company, I'm sent to go and fetch him and bring him back before the company folds. But the spa ends up being a pretty evil, sinister, mysterious place that I have to navigate and try to survive and figure out and escape and bring this guy back with me.
Yeah, I get the sense that all spas are like that. Don't I mean, that's, you know, for me, all spas seem sinister to me. Are you the kind, Dane, do you spa? Have you sparred? Did you go to the places with the hot stones?
I've had a hot stone massage.
Have
sure.
You?
Yeah, I like going to spas. I mean, it's not the same after making this movie. I was getting a massage the other day and they were playing this music, yeah. And I think that it was supposed to be relaxing, but it was honestly just really freaking me out.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's the thing. The film. This is the kind of film that could put you off that for a long time, isn't it?
Well, that's it. You know what Jaws did for a day at the beach, we want to do for a day at the spa.
You're going to have spas around the world coming down on you for this, of course, taking their livelihood. But I find the whole. I mean, it is brilliantly sinister because I think there is something weird about spas in that sense and places like this because it's all behind closed doors, isn't it? That's the thing. You're never quite sure what these treatments mean.
Yeah, well, that's it. And they're, you know, they do some weird stuff that people buy into and think helps them and makes them well. And I think the movie asks why. Like, why do you think this works? Or does this even work? Or is it psychological? Or, you know, is there something evil and sinister?
Yeah, and it's quite hard, I think, to... well, was it hard to get into the role? Because I know, you know, you've got... you like to take your time preparing and stuff. So, you know, to get into this, I mean, what was your approach?
Well, you know, he works for Wall Street, so it was important to me to understand what that world is like, what it's like to be a young person on Wall Street. And, you know, it's really intense. It's almost like a hazing process that these young people go through working at their desk yeah. almost 24 hours a day. And they're really a slave to the company and to the their bosses. And, you know, it's not like they're helping humanity. They're kind of just like on a pursuit of personal wealth and power.
Yeah.
And I think that was really the way in, you know, like that's... In a way, that is the sickness in the movie.
Yeah, well, I think that's right. And it works on those levels, doesn't it? Because it's about, well, the title kind of... I mean, it's hard to describe because you're going to give too much away. It's one of those films where you go, okay, we can't say too much about it. But in terms of the scenes in it that... I mean, the immersion tank scene, which... Did you really have to be immersed?
Yeah, the isolation tank was pretty intense, for sure. We were... you know, Gorey's a very visual director. He's he really takes his time to create some really beautiful shots. So that sequence took 2 weeks.
Wow.
Most of which I spent underwater, cabled in to keep my body horizontal. you know, breathing through a tube, but nothing covering my eyes or my nose. And it was an exhausting 2 weeks, for sure.
I bet you'll never go in one again, will you? That's just off the table, right?
That I will not do.
Yeah. Or dentists. I don't think I'm going to go to the dentist ever again, either.
Yeah, well, you know, I think you got to go to the dentist, man. Come on.
Yeah, you're right. If you listen to this, kids, go to the dentist. That's the advice of Dane DeHaan. If not, anyone else's. So, look, in terms of what the film... Again, are you getting a lot of sort of Prisoner and Shutter Island sort of references, both of which are very good influences, of course. Is that kind of the area we're in?
I haven't heard Prisoner.
Okay.
A couple of people have said Shutter Island, but, you know, Gore was really, he was inspired by the thrillers of the 70s, The Shining.
Yes, Rosemary's Baby, that kind of thing. Yeah.
The Omen, you know, The Tenant, those kinds of movies were his inspiration, but I really think there's something truly original and modern about it as well.
Yeah, I think you're right, but it's nice to see those influences creep in, because as a fan of horror films anyway, you know, when you do get films that reference things you know, as a viewer, it's always a sort of good latch onto, isn't it? You go, I'm in safe hands here.
Yeah, and those are my favorite ones. You know, those are the ones I think they hit you in a almost a subconscious way, and they linger. And I think that's true. The same is true with our movie. The Cure has side effects.
Yeah. In terms of Jason Isaacs, because obviously he's in it as well. You know, and interestingly, you've worked with both him now and Daniel Radcliffe, because you were in Kill Your Darlings as well, weren't you?
Yes.
So out of the two Harry Potter actors, Daniel Radcliffe and Jason Isaacs, you can tell us, Dane, who's best?
Well, I love Dan, you know.
He's
a good friend of mine, so I'm team Radcliffe, by the way.
I'm not splitting it into teams, you know, at all.
Well, I did.
But, yeah, you did, yeah. So you did that, not me. but what's it, Jason? Jason's very good in it, Jason Isaacs as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is. Yeah, he's good. He's really good at that thing he does, for sure.
He's really good at that thing he does.
He really is.
I do know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. So in terms of where you go next, what's on Dane DeHaan's slate?
So in the summer, I have my movie Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets, directed by Luc Besson,
yeah.
And I play Valerian, and Cara Delevingne co-stars it with me as Laurelie in my partner in crime.
Good. All right. Good stuff. All right, look, thanks. I know you're busy. Thanks for your time, Dane.
Thanks.
Good to talk to you. So that's Cure for Wellness, Dane DeHaan, Jason Isaacs. It's out in cinema the 24th of February. And if you like your sort of 70s horrors like The Omen, Rosemary's Baby, The Shining, that kind of thing. The Shining technically wasn't 70s. But anyway, you know what I mean. Then you know, you're probably going to like it. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Right now, then, Sam Delaney's in with us because he's on in 5 minutes with his programme. Hello, Sam.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Fine. The cold that you gave me, I'm just getting over, but now Marta's got it.
I know, so. Mine's sort of almost out, and so it will go round and round and round.
Round and round again. Why forever. Are you holding a fluffy, white, fluffy
coat? Well, this is a piece of film merchandise from the movie John Wick Chapter 2.
Right.
Now, John Wick Chapter 1 is my favourite all-time film.
Is it?
And, it's certainly there or thereabouts.
Yeah.
It's certainly my favourite film of recent years.
Yeah.
And so I'm tremendously excited about John Wick Chapter 2, but my inadequate production team failed to get me any interviews or acts. I didn't even see a screening. I mean, come on.
No, me either. I'm with you.
So, they asked for things, they didn't get any of them, and in the end, the best they could get was a towel in dressing gown, which doesn't actually say John Wick on it, but apparently is branded with the name of the hotel in John Wick Chapter 2. So it could be anything, but they're telling me it's a piece of John Wick Chapter 2 merchandise, and that's what they fobbed me off with. So
that's shoddy at best.
I mean, at the end of the day, I can't interview a dressing gown, can I?
No.
I can't interview a towel in robe.
You should, though.
Although I could. I mean, it would be better than some of the bookings we've had.
Yeah, that's true. So better than anything Paul Ross has had.
Yeah, exactly. So
toweling robe, towie, it's similar.
Closer to genuine celebrity than they've managed. I go, well, this is a dressing gown that may have been worn by an extra in the film John Wick Chapter 2, so I'm going to interview it about its time making the film with Keanu Reeves. So that's that.
Good.
We'll be talking about savings as well. One in four British families have less than £95 in savings, which is a lot more than I've got. I've never saved a penny. Yeah, I know. I mean, 95 quid. I don't even have a... I mean, you have a savings account. I think I did once open one in a moment of madness, but it's never had money in it.
No.
So if I get paid, then go online and then go through all the rigmarole with all the security passwords and stuff to then take some money and put it in another account where you can't get it. Why would I hide money from myself? That's what saving is it? It's hiding money.
Yeah.
I keep all my money where I can spend it. So bravo those families who have managed to cobble together 95 quid, although God knows what you're going to do with it.
Yeah, respect to them. Good. Right, there you go, Sam Delaney. Towelling and money. That's all what anyone wants. What more do you want from your bloody radio, honestly? Right, he's with you. We're back tomorrow from 1 to 4 o'clock. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.